Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wacky, wild, wonderful world of With Apologies, the only show that gives you bonus tracks. Bam, bam, bam!
Ian, I believe I may have forgot to turn the sound on in the previous page. I think people just listened to dead air for the intro, but it's okay. We got to relive the intro, so it all worked out.
Press one in the chat if you heard the intro. Can they hear us now? Are we live?
I'm getting conflicted reports. Some people are saying horrible audio. So a plant man saying he can hear fine. I trust him to have his shit figured out. So I don't know. I need to go investigate, I think, for a second. But just keep talking. I'm going to be right back.
Yeah, that's right. What's up, Ian?
Kenny, I asked you before the show, have you ever burned your nose trying to light a joint?
Maybe like a bowl, like a pipe. I've done that.
Like a crack pipe? Kenny, you told me you have stopped.
No, you've stopped. That's never happened while waiting.
I believe that I did not turn on the mic on the previous screen in OBS. So thanks for sitting through the dead air, guys. I appreciate you all.
Lane, Kenny tells me he stopped smoking weed.
He says that every week, I feel like.
No, I've actually done it for 2 weeks straight.
Why did you do that, Kenny?
Well, let's be honest. If anyone's seen Kenny smoke weed before, it's not like he was really smoking in the first place. He kind of tastes
on air.
He
tastes the weed. Really big hits off air, that's right.
Do you get Kenny's like a speed runner with smoking weed. He wants to like finish the whole bowl as fast as he can.
Got it done. Let's go smoking weed. Kenny, why did you quit smoking?
Because I want to save my voice. I got songs and stuff to sing. That's right.
Okay. That's the reason why. Kenny, yeah. it's for his art, Ian. He has to. That's like me being like, I'm gonna quit smoking weed because I need to be able to like skate better. Like I'm gonna like be a pro skater in my 30s or something. It's a little late.
No, Kenny, hard. I take edibles, so I'm not getting P-tested by anyone.
You're
so
still high.
You're right, Kenny. They can't test for edibles.
Is there a musical in the upcoming puppet show?
I do sing songs.
You told me that the Mickey Mouse voice in particular is quite harsh on your vocals.
Yeah.
And you could drink some honey lemon juice, some warm water with honey and lemon. That might loosen up the vocals for you.
I've been doing that, having teas with it. That's right.
Are you doing the voices from the diaphragm, Kenny? Like, how much effort are you putting into this?
Kenny sings a lot like you probably used to read out of your textbook in, like, history class. Like, he's got the same exact energy. Just straight, no tone shifts, just gets it all done. He's clinical about it.
I actually wanted to start this week's show with my favorite part of last week's show, which was Rex telling Kenny how to make a kale shake. Can we pull up the video from Philip Wave?
I even see Rex in here.
The Kenny TV Smoothie Challenge?
The Kenny TV Smoothie Challenge, and then there's a follow-up. Kenny has taken the challenge.
All right. Now, everyone in the chat, if it is possible that this is going to static out like the intro did, so just let me know if it does, please. Let me go ahead and get everything ready. I got to stream to you guys.
I'm glad I'm on the show because I didn't hear anything.
Well, Kenny, on the show, we'll do that.
Lane sounds like a guy at work who's trying to not be high at work. Okay, we're just going to push the desk in here. You're gonna move the pencils.
I am already drinking Soma, so yes, this is that you are correct.
Is that some white boy Soma?
God damn it! No, it's what was the name of that other movie? What was it? Dead. What was it? Sommer? Dead Sommer? What was that movie called?
Midnight Sommer.
Midsommer. Yeah, I got Midsommar.
American Soma.
Sipping on that mid soma.
I got some soma. All right. I forgot. See, look, you distracted me because I'm high.
While,
all right. I'm streaming this.
Up, while we pull this up, comedian fucking Johnson's and three other comedians died sniffing coke laced with fentanyl, and Kate Quigley is in critical condition. So
wait,
all right,
the girl that fucking isn't Kate Quigley, didn't she fuck Luis J. Gomez? Is that who that is?
The name is so familiar. I don't know who the fuck she is, but I know the name. But yeah, R.I.P. to fucking Johnson. Fucks Johnson. Shit.
Who? You're just saying Johnson. Who's Johnson, Ian? I don't know
fucks
Johnson.
Johnson's. You don't know Fucks Johnson?
Why are you saying fuck Johnson? He just died.
He's in he's in 50 Cent show Raising Cane. Raising Cane's chicken. Fucking Johnson's.
All right, so everyone, if this video starts lagging, please yell at me in the chat so I know, but I think it's going to work. I tested all this earlier, guys.
You know what's so shitty about Kate Quigley is she's going to survive, and it's like, so you were doing coke. Like, you don't get to not be doing coke when you OD.
Okay, so I'm being told that the video is lagging. Maybe it's because I'm streaming to Discord. Because we're coming in clear. Let's go ahead and try it again real quick.
All right, hold on real quick. When Kenny
I don't think the video is going to be working today. I do not know why this is happening. I actually don't have a hot computer, and it says performance. It says everything is good. It even has a little green check mark, which I never have on this before. So I don't know.
Stinko Manenko.
But they're saying your laugh is still coming through in the video, Ian. So at least people got to hear you giggle. So I think we're going to have to do a little bit of we're going to do like a slideshow version where I don't play the video. You can talk about the bit, Ian. But basically, you had to make a chocolate shake with kale in it. And this is a video of you drinking it.
When Kenny said that, it like made me want to vomit. Like, the idea of putting milk into a kale fucking spinach shake. I was like, oh, it's the most disgusting thing ever.
I didn't do that. Mine was delicious. I had cucumber, kale, blackberries, milk. No chocolate sauce is great. Delicious. Maybe you should have put banana in yours.
Oh, Cosmic has an interesting idea. I could pull up StreamYards and play it through there, maybe. But, No, I still don't think that would work because It's still gonna. I don't know. I don't think that would fix it. I'm working on it, Cosmic.
90% of our content tonight is stuff I pre-prepared this week. So
fantastic. Well, maybe we'll give it. You know, we'll give it some time. It's 5:13. Maybe, you know, it gets a little bit more towards the night. The internet seems to run faster around here. But like I said, it's the shit's working great on my end. I'm really confused why YouTube's having a problem with playing the videos.
Maybe YouTube Stinko Manenko. That
damn you, Susan Wazowski. Fucking spite me again, you old bitch.
Yeah, Plant Man brings up a good point. You actually use yogurt to make shakes, and so to put milk in it is kind of like putting yogurt in it. But I still am adverse to the idea. And I just made a smoothie with yogurt.
I didn't put chocolate sauce in it, so Ian was being less healthy than I was. That's right.
I can't believe you drank it. Like, how was your stomach? Did you have a spoiled stomach from that? Were you farting all over the place?
Did you drink the whole thing, Ian, or did you just sip it for the video?
No, I took the one sip and that was it. It tasted like chocolate milk and celery.
Yeah, well, it didn't blend that good.
Mine blended way better. It was delicious. The only thing I didn't like that much was the cucumber taste, but you could barely taste it.
Milk's one of those things I don't think about it too hard. Like, it's like I wouldn't drink milk from a human's titty, but I'll drink it from a cow's titty. It's fucking disgusting. So I try to just.
It didn't look like you blended it all the way. It looks like there's like chunks of green floating in there still. Were you a little bit lazy about your.
I knew I was only taking one sip.
You have a fancier blender than I am, and you only took one sip.
It's funnier. All the way. It's funnier if there's a hoof and an eyeball floating at the top of it.
They taught you that at the comedy workshop?
Yeah, man. My years of improv finally kicked off.
So you're on a health kick now because of Kenny, Ian?
I just wondered, like, would I vomit immediately? I thought that video was going to end with me throwing up everywhere and crying. I was shocked. I was like, oh, it's
maybe
fine.
If I can still stream it. I guess I just can't to you guys. I just can't play the videos. We're figuring this out. This is your face, Ian. This is what the
anything right here.
Well, I feel like this is the face of a guy drinking a chocolate kale shake.
Fucking hate you, Kenny.
So you weren't a big Fuck fan, you. But Kenny, you seem like you really liked the kale shake with celery.
It was good.
And milk.
I didn't put any celery in. I just put cucumber, kale, blueberries, banana, and milk.
Blueberries.
Whoa, now, milk is not generally something I think of as a flavor to add. You can use it to cut the flavor of coffee. But I'm not like, I wish this tasted more like milk. That'll help with this bad situation.
I like that Ian's drinking from one of his kids' sippy cups.
Yeah, dinosaurs, baby.
Rex.
I made the video like Back to Basics, just fucking throwing shit everywhere. Throw a milk carton. Last time you saw someone throw a fucking milk carton.
I wish we could watch Kenny drinking the fucking kale shake. What the fuck is going on with my YouTube right now?
I don't know, man. This
Damn
is
it.
Your fault. That's right.
Yeah, that's right, Kenny.
Kenny's camera was way too close. You couldn't see anything.
You switched to StreamYard, but you know you didn't.
No, we're not doing that, Kenny.
Kenny, we gotta talk about your artistry.
Gay. What?
When you're shooting a video, you gotta frame the shot, and you gotta think about what the viewer is gonna be seeing.
I can't really play it. I'll try to play it. I'll turn the volume down so it's not overpowering.
Maybe you should be my video director. Directed by Ian Ellis. That's right.
Maybe the audio is choppy, but people can still see it. I don't know. Tell me if you guys can at least see the video and if you can still hear us while I'm playing this.
It's
so, like, Kenny, we can't even like see you making the shake. Like, Kenny's doing the whole show the whole thing off camera.
The goddamn soul of Flux Johnson's is fucking with our Wi-Fi. I'm sorry, Flux. I'm sorry. It was bad coke. How much did you do?
Yes, that's what happens when you buy cocaine from Peter.
No, you.
A little bit of fentanyl in there.
There was fentanyl. Shouldn't the drug community just exile fentanyl?
Listen, I've spent the last 8 years since I turned 30. I quit cocaine, but I've spent the last 8 years strongly recommending it to anyone in their 20s. I recommend cocaine. I think cocaine's great on its own without fentanyl. What's up, Kenny? If you're in your 20s and you're a dude and you're out going to the bars and shit, always have a gram of cocaine on you. I recommend it. After you turn 30, and make sure you're not like morbidly obese or have any, pre-existing medical conditions, and enjoy cocaine and enjoy all the pussy that comes with it. But now, you know, in 2021, with all the fentanyl and everything, I worry for the youth. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking, you know, it's a scary world out there. So I can no longer recommend cocaine.
Cocaine used to be a drug for snorting and making friends. Look, it was a good drug.
Cocaine
was my motherfucking money. Yes, that's right.
Look how listen, progressive the show's become. We're sitting here. We're advocating not to do drugs. Kenny's making a kale milkshake on screen, guys. We're really turning the show around.
I can't stay long. I wanted to say to Ian, sorry, guys, it's Labor Day weekend. I'm going out tonight. I have to go, but I just want to say I'm very proud of Ian and Kenny joining the Kale Shake gang. Gang for life. You guys are going to have, you know, wonderful bowel movements, and, you know, I'm happy for you guys. Welcome to the club.
Rex, can I ask you one question before you go?
Yes.
Fat Mersh on vacation. What'd you think of that?
I did not see that, but I guarantee you it's fucking hilarious.
He looks like a T-Rex in a fucking Hawaiian shirt.
We got tape. Is there tape of this?
It's on screen real quick if you want to take a look, Rex. This is
hold on.
Plant Man made a video that pretty much objectively proved that Mersh is actually fatter than he was when Baked Alaska saw him. So the gym is not working.
He's not going to the gym. It's like the stolen valor pretty much, but it's you know, I do not believe he's been working out at all. He's just wearing Under Armour shirts and lying about his routine. I mean, Mersh is a pathological liar.
He's shaped like an hourglass. He's just fat. In the belly. Like to connect Mersh's belly to his head, and then he'd be shaped like an hourglass.
It looks like Ron Jeremy on vacation.
He's got that weird alcoholic's gut that where it's like, I don't know what happens with alcoholics, but they get this weird kind of gut where like your organs calcify or something. Like you get this hardened kind of Ethiopian pregnant look. And he's got that in spades. Like he's getting fatter. I don't think he's following any kind of diet or any kind of workout regimen.
Versus the kind of fat where it's like you're so fat that your belly actually loses its like rolls because the weight of your stomach hangs down so far.
Right.
It's all tense and stretched
it's
all the time.
Structurally unsound to the side of your stomach and it starts to collapse. And start tumbling down.
The skin is so stretched out that it's smooth and like the fatness stretched the skin out, so it has this kind of cosmetic effect where like his gut probably looks smooth. And, like his gut is like the youngest part of his body because it's like his guts had a facelift from all, you know, from all the fat. That's what I think. Anyways.
The fucking ring of tub around the sides. I've only ever seen that on like pregnant aunties. We're more babies.
He is very
like a
fat.
Pregnant bitch.
Like a melting snow cone.
And he said he's been working out for months now. It's been months that he's been LARPing, you know, as a gym guy, and he's only gotten fatter.
Belly, belly lounge. That's
there would be a noticeable difference by now. So,
I think he's been eating donuts while pumping weights.
Yeah, I have a friend that started going to the gym at the beginning of the summer, and I just skated with him yesterday, and he's like completely jacked and never been to the gym in his life. And in just the one summer, like he's yoked, like he's got giant fucking arms and shit. So for Mersh to look like this after 6+ months of being at the gym, it means he's not going to the gym. That's
enjoy
what
it's your Labor Day.
You've all been alive.
You go to the gym. You do like 10 curls and then you eat donuts for like 3 hours.
All right, Kenny, we gotta let Rex go. He's
I gotta go.
I love you, Rex.
I love you guys.
We'll see you next.
You guys
week.
Have a good night. All right, peace out, guys.
Happy
peace.
Labor Day. Don't wear white.
Happy Labor Day. Later, guys. Bye.
You know, yeah, Jay King's making me laugh. He said he corrected me. He said Mersh is a reverse hourglass. He's shaped like time travel. Mersh is shaped like the concept of time travel.
He's just made out of parentheses.
Fuck yeah. Grammar like humor.
Fucking burnout Santa. He looks like the clown from Spawn with his makeup off. Fucking Danny DeVito ass.
I'm glad we were able to fit that in before Rex left. So anyways, Kenny's Kale Shake, on the other hand, if Mersh was on this hype, maybe he wouldn't be so fat. Mm-hmm. I want to see Kenny actually drink the Kale Shake. Oh, there we go.
Notice how it's filmed like you're trying to bust your girlfriend cheating.
Yeah, it's filmed. I don't want to make that joke.
Did you film this with a nanny cam?
No, you.
I was gonna say it's filmed like he's trying to have sex with a runaway girl and hiding his camera.
Some sort of Russian madman.
Fuck yeah, for a veggie pedophile reference.
Your shoulders are haunting, Kenny. You look like a ghoul. What was that vampire duck?
So,
in the
Kenny,
80s?
Is this like when you quit watching porn? Are you going to make like one or two kale shakes and then quit? Or are you doing this now? Are you, did you have one today?
Whenever I eat red meat, so I'm eating red meat tomorrow. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, red meat's not exactly bad for you. So okay, wait. So Kenny's like, yeah, if I go have some cookies, eat ice cream, bread, pasta, a big sandwich, you know, I don't need to drink a kale shake. But if I eat a steak and eggs, that's when I drink the kale shake. Kenny, red meat's kind of good for you.
Rex told him, you know, after you eat a steak, drink one of these, and that way you shit it out. It doesn't sit in your stomach for 3 days.
Oh, Kenny, is this not to be healthy? Is this strictly to have better shits?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I was not even thinking about this the correct way. It has nothing to do with health at all.
It has a little bit to do with health.
It's strictly so he can have easier poopies.
That's right.
Well, then, Kenny, I had a comment for you. I'm going to go find it and read. I'm in the wrong account. Pay no mind to me, but on the Philip Boy video, Ian's Fried Chicken said, Wheat-Bix. You'll shit a literal brick, Kenny. So go get you some Wheat-Bix.
Wheat
it's recommended. It's recommended by Fox Johnson's. Fox Johnson's approved. Make sure there's no fentanyl, and nobody does. But
yeah, I love that people. The thing is, like, hey, you got to be careful with coke. There might be fentanyl cut in it, and that's all you can do. there isn't like, oh man, this guy almost got me. I looked through my coke and found out there was fentanyl in there. You just gotta do the coke and hope there's no fentanyl in it. That's your only plan of attack, is to just cross your fingers.
You gotta get that farm to table cocaine. All right, go support green cocaine. The migrant workers of Colombia.
Guys,
they work hard.
Your local MS-13 gang members.
Patronize your local gangs. I mean, it's a great move if you want to legalize coke. To be like, you want clean coke, guaranteed. Get that USDA
approved.
Well,
since we're talking about it, Ian, I might as well pull up this article.
Can you read it? Because I did not. I only saw... I literally thought somebody sent it to me because his name was stupid. I was like, oh, there's a story about Fox Johnson. And then I went, oh my God, comedians are dead. Fuck. Quigley. Who is this bitch?
Quigley. Fuquan Johnson, Ian's racist, and two other dead from fentanyl.
Foxon Johnson. Comedian Foxon Johnson.
I like that the other two comedians weren't important enough to get a name mentioned.
This is like when Tracy Morgan got hit by a fucking Walmart bus. They're like, Tracy Morgan and several other comedians.
Yeah, Tracy Morgan's is in hospital and three other people are dead.
Run over by semi-trucks. Some openers were killed too.
I fucking hate news article websites and their dumb ads. Okay. Fuquan Johnson, a writer for the TV series Comedy Parlor Live, has died along with two other unidentified victims. How do you not know who they are? Unidentified victims after apparently overdosing on fentanyl-laced cocaine at a Venice party on Friday. I like that. I like that two people are dead and they're like digging through their pockets. Like, well, I mean, they don't have their wallets on. This could be anybody. Like, check Fuquan's set list from the night before.
They're not on IMDb. Fuck them.
Yeah. TMZ reported.
Fucking Nightcrawler is writing this.
TMZ reported that two other victims were pronounced dead at the scene. This is the other thing that happens, too, is, like, there's now, it's like how podcasters get, like, their, and conspiracy theorists get their takes and their news from Alex Jones, and they just regurgitate it. All the fake TMZs just report on what TMZ is doing. Like, TMZ is breaking news. Like, they're accredited.
Turns out they've been they've been better at the news than the news.
Yeah.
So fucking obnoxious.
I see TMZ cited more as a source than CNN, MSNBC, Fox. None of that shit gets brought up as much as TMZ does.
Do you think Fuckson Johnson's is going to become, like, the Chris Farley, Burt Kreischer party animal They're like, yeah, I want to be like fucks on Johnson's and just snort coke and Adderall.
I think being popular is kind of an essential part. Having people know who the fuck
he's
you are.
He's a legend, though. He died doing this shit.
Ian, I don't even think anyone's saying that for you to make fun of. Like, I don't think a person alive is saying that about him. I do not think legend and his name are getting put hand in hand. I mean, have you ever heard of the TV show Comedy Parlor Live, Ian?
Hold on.
Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't, but I want to apologize because somewhere he does have a community of friends, and they're probably a lot bigger and blacker than me. And they're extremely pissed off at what I'm doing. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm just fucking around.
I think
they're
more upset.
When I die, make fun of me.
I think they're probably going to take the mispronouncing of his very black name a bit more personally than anything, Ian. So you might want to start figuring out how to say Fuquan.
Fucks on Johnson's? Yo. I hope there's a Fucks on Johnson's the third out there. I hope he was fertile.
So TMZ reported the two other victims were pronounced dead at the scene. Kate Quigley, a comedian and the ex-girlfriend of Darius Rucker.
We don't
awesome?
Know who the other two guys are, but the ex-boyfriend.
You can't even fuck a girl in Hollywood without being mentioned in everything she does for the rest of her life. You think, like, Darius Rucker is like, dude, I wasn't doing fentanyl. Why am I in this shitty fucking article?
Kate Quigley, the victim who was trying to snort away the trauma of her relationship with her ex-boyfriend, that piece of shit,
was in a Los Angeles hospital. Others were hospitalized in serious condition. Three people are dead and three people are hospitalized, but they just care about Kate Quigley and Darius Rucker.
You know what I heard about Kate Quigley? She also fucks on Johnson's. There were a couple of fucks on Johnson's. There were a gaggle of fucks on Johnson's. It was some Johnson & Johnson at that goddamn cocaine party.
Okay. On Johnson. I'm fucks on Johnson the fourth. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wait a second. I was about to read Fuquan's fucking credits until I realized these aren't his credits. They're Kate Quigley's credits.
Oh, shit.
They made sure. It says, Johnson was 42 and a frequent performer on the Los Angeles comedy circuit. Quigley has appeared in The Office, the fan film project Star Trek Hidden Frontier, and the TV miniseries Goober. None of those are really good credits, by the way.
I only saw one comedian talk about this on Instagram within my circle of comedians I follow. But I did see 50 Cent said Fucks on Johnson's is in the new season of Kane. And his character like just did that thing in the show. He's like, spooky. I hope I didn't cause this. That shit was 50% fentanyl by volume. That was some life-imitating cocaine you put in your goddamn nose.
Life-imitating. I can't breathe. Stupid. All right, well, Kenny, Ian, burn some of your last comedy bridges.
Another,
you might as well.
Another young black man killed by white powder. White powder strikes again.
Ian, I feel like you might as well just go out with a bang and make every comedian hate you for your last 5 months with us.
they're just figuring out who I am.
Yeah, I would like to see you get canceled after you retire. Like, I want to all catch up with you when you're like, you're going to be standing shirtless on a cliff somewhere in Colorado, staring over the mountains, fucking listening to Pete Holmes in your ears. And then all of a sudden, you're going to get a tweet for the first, you're going to get a notification for the first time in years, and you're going to be getting canceled on Twitter.
It's not terrible being where I am because I can do whatever I want and nobody cares because I don't have any money and I'm not connected to anything. So there's no value in canceling me, no matter how bad I might be. But the money would be great too.
I'm looking through show prep real quick, seeing if there's other stuff
that's not videos. Well, I'll give you some options. Would you like to either preview Drake's new album or hear John Oliver talk about some abhorrent stuff.
I mean, Ian, I don't think we can do either of those things, remember, but I'll go ahead and try. Oh, we can watch stuff. We can't listen to things, or it's going to static out, I believe, even though I kind of do want to play some of these.
Well, I know what the characters are saying.
I could, on my dinner break, like half an hour, preview Drake's new album, then give a review.
No,
we're gonna preview
Kenny,
it tonight.
Kenny, you're missing the bit. It's okay. I don't want to. It's whatever.
This is Jay King.
Tell me if this audio, when we play it, is staticky or not, please.
This is foreigner here to tell us how it is. The smartest guy in the room. John Oliver. Than that.
Okay, I'm listening to it on YouTube right now, and I think it's definitely unlistenable, but I think I might know why it's doing that. I think I need to
Ian doing John Oliver.
I think I need to does it, Kenny? I had no idea. I think I need to like rework how my audio is getting ran through OBS.
Okay.
Is I think what the problem is.
You just gotta hack the mainframe. All right.
Yeah.
Come down from the ceiling on a rope.
I have the same question to Pandas. What's going on?
Flip a little laser over your glasses. Examine the inner workings of the computer and the Ethernet. Go through the back door, the trap system.
Can we get a BAM update? Is that possible?
Kenny, I heard you letting Ian finish his sentence. And I'm trying to figure this out too.
Kenny, can you make yourself useful and do the theme song to Mission Impossible?
You've seen that movie, Kenny? but you know Kiss's entire discography. Okay, gotcha.
Well, I just know what albums suck.
All right, so to give a little BAM update, I thought Vinny was going to try to stop in today to talk about it, but they are delaying Jackass 4, and I hear it might be due to some legal issues. It might be because maybe some jackass that's in rehab is actually making some progress on some legal cases.
Possibly. BAM Margera. Vinny Beetle and the ghost of Ryan Dunn are in a class action lawsuit with Jackass 4 and MTV Entertainment.
And they
are trying
to
stop production for the theft of ideas.
Yeah, Jackass 4 has been delayed till February 22nd now.
Let me tell you some real shit. we watch a lot of documentaries. Porcelain has an amazing documentary about Kreischer that's getting ready to drop. I saw the preview. It was fucking incredible. Got taken down for copyrights. But hopefully he finds a workaround, like Lane working through the system. But fucking go subscribe to Porcelain. We watch a lot of docs on a lot of famous people. Joe Rogan.
Dr. Douche is in the house.
Anthony Jeselnik. All of them pale in comparison to the BAM Margera. A BAM Margera bootleg doc got over 1 million views. BAM Margera culturally, as in being plugged into this fucking weird ass fan base, is bigger than all these guys. His fans are alive and they fucking love that dude.
Yeah, and there is a part 5 to the BAM documentary series in the works currently. So everyone get excited.
When does this drop?
Sometime this week, Kenny. It depends on how long it takes me to clear the monetization.
You know, what would be fantastic is if this could be our OJ trial. We will just do wall-to-wall BAM coverage for months.
I am fully committed, Ian, to integrating myself into the secondary skateboard community that BAM Margera Jackass is a part of.
You must acquit. That was BAM Margera's idea, and you goddamn know it was. Jocksville.
Oh, you'll see it. Bellam live from Court TV. That's right. As the lawsuit gets closer.
I'm in the court case, apparently. So now.
Or you're in the courtroom filming it. That's right.
There we go, Kenny.
Once I saw the trailer for Jackass 4, I turned because Bam Margera, I've hated him his entire life. The moment I saw him, I was like, fucking rich kid faggot. I hate this guy. But he created CKNY, which is the backbone.
CKNY. I fucking hate him.
He created KY Jelly.
Can't kill yourself, for skateboarding,
Dick. Which was the backbone of Jackass. Jackass is just some stunt men thrown into Bam Margera's shit. It was Bam Margera's friend, Ryan Dunn, who was part of the crew. They made these movies together. So to call this shit Jackass Forever without Bam, a guy who's still alive, pivotal part, and you're on some petty shit trying to cut him out.
They actually edited him.
People.
It's I show it off in the new documentary a little bit.
They put Tignataro in there in his place. It's fucking,
they had to edit him out of scenes. Like, there's scenes that I know for a fact Bam was at, filming at, that are in the Jackass trailer, and he's nowhere to be seen. Like, they're literally cutting him out of the picture and shit.
The scene's going by, and there's just like a panda waving in the middle of a line for no goddamn reason. Can you spot all the pandas in this?
Yeah, so
we stand with Bam.
Bam literally used to be, Bam was like a little kid, like an 11-year-old kid, and was skating on tours with the Big Brother magazine team, which is where like Rick Kosick and Wee Man, all those guys are originally from Big Brother magazine. And Bam's been a part of that shit before Johnny Knoxville, before Steve-O even fucking existed, before any of those guys. Literally has been with Jackass since he was a little fucking kid, and to kick him out of it is literally, it's like you took it from him. Bam was in Big Brother. Like Bam was in CKY. He is Jackass.
Like, you're not metal band anymore. Get out of here. No, you.
It's like making Superman gay. You should be outraged. Candyman's gay. Shout out to Joe Budden. Lane, there. My favorite guy for a long time was John Stewart. When I was a normie, before I even did comedy, John Stewart, I was just like, oh, he's fucking amazing. He's smart and funny. This is fucking great. I love John Stewart. He's gone. And his and kids have come to run amok.
Torturing us, yes.
It's much like the children of Patrice, or probably the children of any comedian, where it's like, they have the superficial essence of it, but they don't have the integrity of, like, Jon Stewart was like, it's always about the funny. The premium is on the funny. I'm not on a liberal or a Republican. I want to be funny. But Jon Stewart is very much, or John Oliver, the fucking street urchin from London, this fucking hack, this goddamn Chris Hardwick piece of shit comedian that I used to like, Mary fucking Poppins, this nigga is on HBO, and I'm mad at him.
But you're not on HBO?
I'm mad that it's not a higher quality. You have infinite budget, you're buying writers, and he's recycling bits. Now he'd be like, no, Ian, it's a fucking, it's a running gag. Pip, pip, cheerio!
We're on a network where you can say fuck and cunt.
How about not faggot comedy? And can we do that? Can that be a line we draw in our fucking satire?
It's important to point out that like it's almost futile to even single out John Oliver, because it's not John Oliver, it's every single person.
Let's get ready excited about the new season of With Apologies, because next week is Trevor Noah, Samantha Bee. You're on my goddamn list. I'm hunting them down. It's like fucking, these are the criminals that pulled off a heist, and now I got to take them out one by one.
So you're going to go after, like, Steve Carell, too?
Oh, he's fucking dead. I actually like Steve Carell. I feel like...
Wait, I don't think he has a late night talk show.
Stephen Colbert, he might be on the list.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, all these people came from, like, were part of Jon Stewart.
There's authenticity, and then there's snarky condescending.
And when Kenny, you lose, Kenny just made a point that you made earlier.
Lane, can you pull up Kenny saying off of fifth of eight? If off of fifth of eight, deuce.
I don't think I have that, Kenny or Ian.
No, you.
It is actually in in the Discord chat. I have a video called Kenny Reed's Taco Road. It's completely unnecessary. We don't need to put it up.
I would play all, any of it, Ian, but we can't listen to audio, remember? So there's no reason to play anything.
So now we're going the audience back to can't our hear clip. It. We're going back to our clip. John Oliver.
What about him, Ian?
We're going to have to watch the clip.
Ian, what are you not under? Are you not? Are your ears broken? How many? Ian, we cannot play any videos today. The YouTube can't hear them.
I swear to God, you were working on a backup plan to back up your backup plan.
I am, Ian, but as of right now, there is nothing that we can do about it. I've got to fuck with the audio settings, and I'm talking to you, and I'm getting interrupted by Kenny because Kenny doesn't want to let me finish my sentence.
All right. Can we take a 10-minute break where we turn off the stream?
10-minute break? What?
We're going to turn off the stream.
No, we're not. We're not going to.
And then we're going to come back with StreamYards.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Not
part one and part two.
No. That's a hard no. we're going to figure this out. We're going to hang out here.
The show doesn't have to be a fucking solid hour. The audience understands. We're leaving. Come back.
With your nose, did you wipe your brain off?
I'm not turning on StreamYards, Ian. You can go turn on StreamYards on your computer.
90% of this show is clips I made this week.
Well, Ian, you got a lot to talk about, I bet. All right, Jay King is saying just to let
every
you
time I don't want to quit the show, you just beg me to quit the goddamn show. This is infuriating.
Ian, I am fixing things. I've got us back.
You're
on Discord.
You're doing
like,
not a goddamn thing.
Asked me to, like everyone's kill been yourself. Harassing me to for weeks. And then I get it working, and you go, let's go on StreamYards. No, Ian, StreamYards is done. We're not doing it anymore.
Not Cosmic Jam on Thursday night is a fantastic show. It's run well. The production is amazing. He somehow has people on
Ian's
screen
videos
and plays clips. Subscribe to Not Cosmic Cam. He will survive the epocalypse. Fucking hate this goddamn show. Banana. What?
All right, so I feel like that no one heard any of that, but we did, Ian. So let's give that a quick little recap. John Oliver's talking in a British accent, all British and shit. And he seems to be breaking the story that your good friend from Chicago, David Walsh, not my friend, is being outed for having his girlfriend stolen by a retard, which he talked about on this very show. I think that's scandalous, and I personally can't believe that John Oliver would even bring that up in such a petty way.
He's not my friend either. I have to think that's not John Oliver, that's John Ellis Oliver. That's right.
That's fantastic. That was some sort of literary reference, I'm sure.
I think he meant to say Ellis, but it came out as Alice. And it just threw us all for a
Jonathan
loop.
Jonathan Alice and Chains. You know what he did.
It's I also some want sort to of expose Helen. I want to expose Helen DeKeller for coming in here just to listen to the show while he's at work.
Yeah.
And not actually saying anything.
He wants to hear the audio to this video. He's dying to find out why is John Oliver silently on screen? Why is Susan Wazowski attacking us with her secret ninja clan? Mainframes are being destroyed. What is happening?
So do you want to keep listening to the video that people can't listen to and we'll get to? Or do you have...
I would love...
What's going on with David Walsh?
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to be our Helen DeKeller. And I want you to describe what you're seeing. And like a deaf and dumb girl, I would think,
David, I mean, they can see what we're looking at, Ian. They just can't hear.
Yeah, but we need your narration. You got to sell this. This is your time to do
it. I just told you. Ian, I already did that. I just said, I talked about what you talked about, and I said what he said about David Walsh, and then we're caught up now. I don't know what happens next in the video.
You're great at the high-pitched voices like Cat Williams. Can you give Cat Williams' take on what you see? With this documentary across your screen. This is TMZ, Cat Williams.
Ian, I don't like when you make other people do your bits. You obviously want to do a Cat Williams voice.
Please my tell me bit what is Cat Williams fantastic. Is my bit was recorded, prepared, posted on YouTube, polished and ready. But, mister, I can't get the goddamn stream to
You're
work.
Right. You've never talked in a Cat Williams voice before, Ian. You didn't do that on Thursday night, last time I saw you at all.
If you were an IT guy, I would call you into my office. What are we doing down there? You playing Candy Crush?
Huh? If I was your IT guy, I would be able to trick you by just like turning on a TV and telling you it's a computer. Like you don't know enough about IT to oversee
swamp
my
gas.
IT.
That with the Ethernet, the swamp gas is all right. That'll be another $1,500.
You're still discovering video games like Castle Crashers that came out in 2007. I am pretty sure there's nothing you can tell me about IT.
Have you even beat Cuphead? You haven't even played it, have you?
Ian, that game came out 9 years ago.
And you're scared to even touch it. You ain't got what it takes to beat that goddamn game.
It's just a game like everything else, Ian. It's not even particularly hard. It's just a game.
Well, I'm waiting for you to get a new record in producing the show. 3 stars.
Ian, I did exactly what you asked me to do before you asked me to do it. I explained what happened in the video.
I will give you a 4 stars as a producer.
You've brought us David Walsh. Now, I don't know where you're going with it, so I don't know what you want me to do.
And you get a -2 stars as a co-host.
Jay King makes a very fucking good point. Don't IT guys get paid? It's no wonder I'm not your IT guy, Ian. I'm not making any fucking money.
All the money. You're doing fantastic.
I'm making money because of Bam Margera, specifically. That's
we
why
all
I'm
eat off
money.
Of Bam. Oh, yes. This is Bam's universe, and the rest of us just kind of live in it. He's our secret god, the old one we should have been worshiping. This fucking white whale. Kenny, since the audience can't hear this video, can you sort of add your own commentary to it? Well, this will be like commentary from the...
The video's only a minute over, Ian. I don't think me or Kenny really know where you're going with the bit yet. Like, it's hard for us to give a take on a thing we haven't
just,
finished.
Just a raw reaction.
Sent me the video in, like 2 hours ago, and I watched.
All right, my raw reaction, Ian, is that I like when you do the British accent, and David Walsh has a long brain. And that's as much. That's everything
all right,
I know
let's
about.
See where this. It goes from here. Let's
all right, everyone, get ready for it to lag. Slide.
Are you ready to lag? Oh, look at that fucking porch ginger. That sea creature. Potato chucking.
I have no idea. Ginger. I have no idea who that is. I hope it's just a random person's picture, not like actually someone important today.
Mr. David Walsh is from Chicago South Side, which is the Irish part of the South Side. So I assume this young lady, which he met in high school, was probably of the ginger persuasion. Probably translucent, made out of freckles, gap tooth, and a potato like it's an apple. I'm from Boston. What's up, David? Want to have cookies with me?
All right. I am actually trying something Cool Boy suggesting real quick to see if I can fix this. So just give
now,
me.
Cool Boy, he knows how to do
one fucking second.
He's part of Anonymous and Q and several other hate groups that should be investigated by the FBI.
And
cool
if he
Boy,
was your idea, you still wouldn't pay him, Ian. So I don't want to hear anything you have to say.
He's fucking the Mr. Robot of our universe. Cool Boy, can you join us? Because I want somebody competent on my panel that can walk him through the decisions he has to make as we get the show on course. People will wonder why I don't have any friends.
I know, I'm about to say, no, the level of abuse. Remember when I said you were an awful friend and you yelled at me and said I was wrong? I know. Oh, geez. What was I talking about?
I agree with you 100%. He's the worst. And the worst co-host, too.
This is entirely a publicity stunt. RIP Fox Johnson's. And
when the new producer arrives, I'll be like, yeah, you'll be so glad Ian is not the co-host anymore.
People, I'm going to play this for a couple seconds. Tell me if it's still lagging or not. I tried to remake the thing. Now, let's just see if this works real quick.
Let me say.
The video is lagging a bit more on my end, so I'm thinking that means it's beginning broadcasted. You guys tell me what you think.
In the history of making characters for Philip Wave, David is the second long brain, second only to Kenny in the bulbous moon-like shape of his skull. This fucking proto-human. The longest face in comedy.
What is David saying?
Nope, still didn't work. All right, well, I don't know what the problem with that is, but I'll have to do a little bit more testing. I was fucking, you know what's crazy is I did test this earlier today, and the video audio was coming through perfectly. So
right now we have David Walsh talking about how sprung he is. He ain't never met a girl like her before. She's the sun and the moon. I would die for this pussy.
Here's a suggestion. Just restart the stream.
Is that your original suggestion, Kenny? Oh, man, you must have came up with that by yourself out of nowhere. It's not like you just read the chat that's right in front of me or anything. What's the original suggestion?
Don't chastise Kenny. I'm coming around to his point of view. What's that, Kenny? What's that? Restart the stream with StreamYards? Yeah. Fantastic idea.
No, he didn't want to restart the stream with StreamYards. He just wanted to restart the stream.
Maybe if we didn't interrupt him, Kenny, he would suggest that we stop the show and come back on StreamYards.
And that is a bad suggestion, and we're not doing it because it probably still won't fix anything. It'll just end the stream and make my work harder.
Is someone looking for you on StreamYards? Did you get some StreamYards pussy that's going
to do you have some pussy waiting for you on StreamYards? Is there a cock you need to suck over there or something? Why do you want to do it so badly? I'm not doing StreamYards anymore. I hate StreamYards. I don't want to do StreamYards. You're making me do something I hate, Ian, and I'm not going to do it anymore.
I also hate StreamYards.
I know you do. That's why we're not doing it. Because what's going to happen is I'm going to turn StreamYards on. We're going to watch videos for 45 minutes. Your phone's going to die. And it's going to be me and Kenny. So we're going to stay over here on Discord.
I have been plugged into my battery the entire night. I'm sure young Cosmic Cam will be around. Helen DeKeller is washing dogs.
I am under no circumstances restarting the stream, Ian.
What's up, dude? Hey, it's Discord. Hi, guys.
Hey, Helly's here. See, look, I didn't have to let him in. It makes my job so much easier.
Right? That's why we do this here. So I gotta say, I listened to every John Oliver, and I don't remember the one I missed where he made the comparison of George Floyd smoking fentanyl and robbing a pregnant lady with a banana. Did the audience get to hear that? I don't remember that episode. I personally don't. I'm a big John Oliver fan. I don't know where.
You don't remember his edgy phase where he thought it was cool.
When he was talking about David Walsh.
He went through a whole.
Helen's driving through a tunnel.
He went through a whole Bill Hicks phase where he was smoking cigarettes and calling out the ladies and going, brutal. Oh, it was brutal, ma'am. Brutal, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up.
Fucking tosses.
Ellen,
you have joined the carnival of Ian's terrors.
I'm on a carnival diet.
You know what's weird is I'm actually having fun. So despite all of the fucking torrential rain on my show, this has been a fun show.
Okay, is it coming to a close? You're saying that it was a fun
show. It's the first OBS thing we've done in like 3 months. Can you be a pal and not break my fucking balls constantly? it's almost like I'm not doing anything for us or something.
Lane, what would you say it is you do around here?
Apparently nothing. I'm realizing now
it's a producer.
That what I do has zero value to anyone. What people actually value is stuff that I could give a fuck about. So I don't think I do anything.
Wayne, did you get the memo? Did you get the TPS report? I sent you a TPS report.
You have the best quality of the show. Footage ever.
I don't even know if what Ian is saying is a boomer thing or if it's made up. If TPS is a thing I'm supposed to know, I have no idea what he's even talking about.
Wayne, do you not know the Office?
Videos ever.
Kenny has a red stapler.
No, Ian, I did not watch The Office. I'm not a girl on Tinder.
The movie, The Office.
Yeah, he thinks he's like fucking, what's that fag name?
You mean Office Space? Hello?
Office Space.
See, you boomered it up, Ian.
I have never seen Office Space. Office Space is good.
TPS reports. You remember?
No, I don't. Is that like Blue Sky? Is that like Blue Sky, the project? Yeah. Okay, I don't know those terms.
I need you to get those TPS reports.
It's a lot like all of your high level stock lingo. Like, I don't know what any of that shit means.
Little Serpent Death.
You might want to sell some of that Ethereum, Helen, because you're breaking up, bud.
You're sitting on your microphone again, douche.
You're going in and out. I'm pretty sure it's because you're driving. You're good now.
Okay, sorry about that.
You're fine.
How do you know I'm driving? Are you fucking hacking my dash cam or something?
Yeah, because you wouldn't be lagging if you wouldn't be sounding like that if you weren't driving.
That's true. I do have fucking grade A Wi-Fi in my house.
DMX said that Satan fucks with me because he knows how much God loves me. That's how I feel right now. Shout out to the X-Man and to fucking Fucksticks. We lost Fucksticks, guys. Fucking Fucksticks died on us.
I hate to spoil your cartoon, Ian, but by not being able to play it, but it does kind of seem like you went in to make fun of John Oliver and you kind of halfway through got completely distracted and just started getting on David Walsh. I'm not sure if this is actually have anything to do with John Oliver or late night shows, because you set us up for like you were going to go on this big thing against this English guy doing a talk show. It sounds like you just want to make fun of David getting his girl stolen by a retard. So I'm a little confused.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. It's called misdirection. Cool, I learned boy. It in comedy school. Yuck, yuck,
Helen,
yuck.
Welcome. Try this on your YouTube page or your browser, your internet browser, and you're on YouTube. There's going to be a lock in front of the address. Try pushing on the lock and see what that says about the volume.
Oh, really?
See that lock?
Sound automatic. Cool,
I just want you to know. I love
what the fuck? Hold on. Can you guys hear it now? You'll be able to hear it, cool boy, but I need chat to tell me.
Yeah, I'll pull up my phone.
Okay. That, just a little bit. If you guys just heard Potato Boy, then I think it's good. I don't know if that fixed it or not. I had no idea that fucking lock.
I fucking love
that.
You, that might cool be boy. It,
but I'll just let you guys know. See you guys later.
I tried for sure.
Cool boy, thanks, stick cool around. Boy. God
you
damn
can,
it. I fucking
you
love
want,
you. But... You saved the day.
Maybe.
You're my hero.
Just really got my fucking
Helen, you're fired. Get the fuck off my show. No, mute Helen's mic. He's trash. Throw him away. Put him in the garbage bin. Fuck you, Helen DeKelly, you piece of shit. You didn't even know about the lock button. Didn't even know about it, you fucking boomer.
Fuck
dicks. Yeah, fuck dicks.
Fuck you, Helen.
Yep.
Then he beat him. All right.
That unfortunately didn't
fix it. This on the day that fuck
we're figuring it out.
Dr. Helen, not even a real doctor.
That's on the death of Fuck Johnson's Floyd, you make this fucking shitty joke.
Helen, you're breaking up really bad.
Yeah.
Worst microphone ever, douchebag.
Hurry up and get
home,
Cosmic.
Helen.
Only stop
show.
At one fast food on the way to the house. Don't stop.
Guys, this show is like Dogecoin. It's turning around. We're going to the moon tonight.
Thank you for having me on the show. I would like to talk about how the StreamYard's duck... clearly molested Bellin as a child. He's holding something against the StreamYard's duck when objectively it would be a better stream, but whatever.
Elaine,
I don't think it would be a better stream. We wouldn't have had Cool Boy jump in. We wouldn't be able to have people coming in and out. I like this. I would rather just do a stream talking with no videos on Discord for one day than to run back to StreamYards with our tail in between our legs just so we can make fun of David Walsh.
The fucking dog right up your from butthole duck on is standing up right now. Fuck you, StreamYards. Lane, I want to make a deep cut. Did the StreamYards duck one time get a boner while you were snuggling together?
I have never snuggled with this with the fucking Discord duck, but I
with
am
your
assuming
father?
They're probably
with
homosexual.
Your father, Lane? Remember when your dad's dick was in your butt?
That never happened, Ian. You are now creating up stories.
Was he farting duck noises? Was he like, while he was grinding up against you?
Nope, Ian, that was you.
Just like how Ian's bits, he tries to force other people to do his bits. Ian tries to force other people to have the same gay fantasies as him too. He's very progressive in that way. He's very.
Guys,
this is the era of woke Ellis.
I think you're fantasizing of your dad's dick and your asshole. That's right.
I need a young with apologies scholar to go find the story that puts this puzzle together. We need our unique. Shout out to the new Saison Z channel, clipping of Rad Bar.
Damn.
Now that we got video, why don't we rewind it a second? And young
we don't have video. We don't. It's literally
again.
We
just
your ears are broken.
It.
No, I
we did.
Your ears are not
cool
working.
Cool boy either. Unlocked it.
It yeah. did nothing, Ian. I already checked. That did nothing. I tried.
I think you re-wit your joint and it wit your brain. Burned a hole right in it.
Right. Ian, this is really something I probably can't fix while I'm doing the show, unfortunately. So.
Yes, we're
just gonna have to bite the fucking bullet. You can make that David Walsh without the audio.
We can look at the visuals.
We can do a Labor Day stream if you want tomorrow and catch up on all these videos.
Absolutely
not. Working.
I will be with my family, having a quality time. We can look at the visuals. I'm a visual artist. Yeah, I'm no longer part of the sucks to have a job workforce. I work in a factory, non-union. And fucking, this is the first Labor Day I've had off in like 6 years. Because if you're any kind of grocery store, security, gas station, customer service related, shout out to the workers of the world that don't get a fucking day off.
Hey, thanks, Ian. I got to work tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Please, dude, let me go on.
Your microphone stinko-maninko.
You need to pick up another job because your fucking phone sucks dicks. It fucks Johnson's, Helen. Your phone fucks Johnson's.
He's got fentanyl in the phone.
Yeah. You sound like you're in another room, Helen. Your mic.
Sound better?
No.
No, it's not.
Even worse than before. I'm trying to fix this thing. You guys suck.
I don't think going faster helps.
The connection's chasing him. Yeah.
Ian, is running a bazaar where he's selling phones, fentanyl, and coke. What other products is PDR killing
by
fucking Jew.
Actually having things work and sound good? I feel like if we do it like this, then it's all, you know, we're all on the same page. We're all fucking up. I like it like that.
That's right. I'll sink down to your level.
No, because you totally. I'm not sinking down
sink
to your level
water.
With your core.
No, I made it across the ravine, but I'll walk
keys,
back. I'll walk back.
Your snot rockets and your loogies mid sentence when people are talking. The shootouts and the police sirens that you refuse to mute for.
I get it. You're scared of bridges. You need a helping hand. You need Papa Ellis to turn around and help you get across. It's all right. That's what I'm
I don't even know where the bridge comment came from.
I could play Royce da 5'9's latest Instagram, you know, live on my phone.
That was the suggestion that people were saying is that I play the audio and just record it over my mic. but
so ghetto.
That would be not only ghetto, but because you see the way my StreamYards is set up. the only way they're able to hear you guys is because I have it the audio running through the computer.
Bella,
thank God,
Carlos,
cool boys here.
Go to your audio output capture.
Pull a gun out. Put it between your mouth.
All right, then go to properties. What does the device say? Do you have earphones in?
No. What?
All right, enter your social security number.
Do I have earphones in? Oh shit. If that's it,
let me pull up the phone real fast so we can get it.
Cosmic, get that old phone out the pocket. Yeah, let me put in the passcode.
Oh, All right, let me know if you guys heard any of that nonsense.
Well, if, really, if you know what's on her face, type it in the chat. What did she get all over her face?
If you guys could hear this, you would be like, they're doing all this hullabaloo so we can listen to this. Like, you guys are going to be shocked.
No
this
dice, is boys, our... no dice.
No dice? That wasn't no it. Dice. Okay.
That wasn't
okay.
It.
So I thought I boomed it up, but it wasn't my fault. But we're getting there. We're getting there. Again, I swear I did this earlier today and it worked just fine. So I have no idea. It might be something
to stupid. Good. We'll just change the title of the stream to troubleshooting and
it'll be all good. Well, it is called Delayed Forever. I mean,
we're learning how to produce right with Lane Sanchez.
Well, I got to teach someone to replace me, Ian.
It's now a how-to show.
I mean, oh, Ian, if I don't show people, if I don't show Kenny what to expect, how is he ever going to take over the show?
I'm saying Kazikaz or Helen, do you want to be the new producers? We're looking for producers.
Kenny, you got like that fancy Kenny's stuff. And remember that mixer? Did you ever get to use in that mixer you bought, Kenny?
It came in all staticky when I hooked it up to my computer.
Does it say it's hooked? Your earphones are connected. Is that your
I honestly cool boy, I think I just need to, like, because I haven't used OBS in a while, I think I need to, like, recreate my scene or something. I think it's something stupid like that. Yeah. I think my settings, because sometimes your settings on OBS, like, change back to default. I guess that must have happened somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right, well, I tried. See you guys later.
All right, thanks, cool boy. See you when you come back.
Well, let's go ahead and try that.
Cool boy, maybe you want to be the producer starting in April. This could be what's happening.
Cool boy didn't seem excited to take over.
No,
for
no, no. No.
I could play the audio on my phone and then play that through the mic, but I can't play it on my computer.
Jesus fucking Christ! Right. We don't need the audio. Just tell people what you saw.
The audio is the joke, Ian. What do you mean? All they can see is South.
All right, you mimic David Walsh's head with your own. Fucking get your socks off your feet, put them on your hand, and start making the goddamn voices.
Kenny, go get your puppet.
Yeah, Kenny, go
get the fucking puppet.
So I have to master OBS first. Maybe I could do it by May.
Okay, you just get the fucking puppet.
Trying to pull this up on my phone real quick.
Kenny's going to share video and fucking be muted on Discord. It's just a circus of errors.
I like that. It's like, no, I tested this out. It was working during the week.
It was working this morning.
I would be muting people like you, Ian.
You know, Cosmic, I was burned out on the show. And then I said, I'm going to do what I love. I'm going to make shit. I made a whole bunch of shit. I'm so excited to share with you guys, get your reactions. It's going to be funny. And it's just fucking taking my dreams and beating it with a bat. This show will not be enjoyable for you. This will just be how it is. Your life is a fucking nightmare.
It's okay to play with a little bit of a handicap.
Do we need to talk about rap music? Will that make this more fun?
You want to talk about Royce da 5'9"?
You know, when Gandhi was asked, what did he take from the Bhagavad Gita? What is his life's lesson? He said, renounce and enjoy. So we're going to renounce, we're going to say La Paz, renounce and enjoy. We're going to go to our happy place. Om Kalima, Galima, Galima, Om.
I'm back into my happy place.
Need my motherfucking money, bitch.
We're going to do some Wuhan breathing. This on the death of Fuck Son Johnson.
Let me know how clearly you can hear John Oliver's voice.
Let me pull up the phone.
Oh wait, no, because I have headphones in to talk to you guys, so that's not gonna fucking work. God damn it. Oh my god.
So maybe if all of us play our phones, the power of stereophonic recording. Not since Michael Jackson's Thriller has there been 3D audio as visually amazing as the With Apologies show.
I hope that what I'm about to do does not fuck up the audio.
No one can hear it.
There's a genre of like meditation.
It still
music.
Isn't gonna work.
Oh, all British cunts. Tonight I'm gonna be using my formulaic quote comedy to shove my pro-social messages down your throat.
I think this is working.
And I am smarter than you, and it is annoying for me to tell you things. We'll be using the same formula we always use to say, like, tonight's show is going to be fun. How fun? Funner than doing Molly at a Raffi concert.
That's right.
Dylan, it works. Or it sounds really a lot better, like tons better.
Well, that's because I'm playing it through my TV.
It just sounds like you're playing it through your TV.
I'm so glad you're playing it through your TV, because I was going to say, I have about 19 minutes of bits, and you're going to get real tired of holding that fucking phone up. Your hand is up there doing fucking yoga poses to make this audio happen. It ain't happening.
At least I don't have to sync them up. At least it's actually playing and stopping where I want it to.
You're not having to pause two different devices.
Shout out Trisket _ for being a ghetto ass nigga and telling me to do this.
That he's the real IT. Fucking Cool Boy's got his corporate speak where he's trying to tell us how the man fixes things, but fucking this other guy knows how it works. He knows how to get shit done.
Jay King says you can hear it, but it doesn't sound good. That's just Ian. That's not my fault. That's the guy that did the. I'm
sorry. Jay King, that sounds racist.
I know you do. And let's not fool ourselves into pretending that Raffi isn't the voice of a generation. Tonight's story is so controversial, it may get us kicked off of YouTube.
Uh-oh.
No, we're not going to be talking about that time that George Floyd smoked fentanyl and then went to the local bodega to buy a banana and a pack of imports for counterfeit money. No, tonight we're going to talk about something far more disgusting. Tonight, we're going to talk about that time that David Walsh's girlfriend got fucked by a retard.
What?
So that's where we were at before Ian started lecturing me. So now we can continue.
Let's go to a dramatic reenactment.
That's the weirdest show on the internet.
I have a special feeling.
I don't know, David. I think we should just take it slow. Feels like he's rushing it and stuff.
Slow. Whoa.
I love you.
Ian sings over his own clip like a female. What is wrong with you?
Sometimes.
Blow a snot rocket while you're at it.
We're having to try hard to hear it.
We're just ordinary people.
You've been hanging out with too many fucking long braids, Kenny. Or Ian.
Ain't got no place to be.
Hello, am I better?
You are better. You're better than Ian's singing. Brain.
Me.
Are you coming through Lane's poster? Is that how you called us? Which appliance are you calling from?
It's amazing how much better the coaster sounded than the core.
Ellen, you were saying you've never seen this episode of John Oliver. You're not a real fan. You don't know the deep cuts.
I've never heard that episode. And I don't know if you're subscribed to his Patreon or there's a secret link.
There is. I hacked into the mainframe. And the same thing I used to screw with Lane, where I hacked the entire internet. I went into the back door of HBO Go.
Oh, you like got going some the deleted back door of HB?
Yeah, man. HB's back door was very easy to get into. Very Jewish, if I can say. Oy vey. A little of a clip.
All right. Do we want to? The people are complaining that they didn't hear what David Walsh had to say, so I'm going to rewind it a little bit.
Ian was singing over it.
If you're going to fuck me in the ass, at least have a shiver with me first. Jesus. Hey.
Oh, no. Something happened to the audio.
I whistle at HB on the streets. When I see him walking by, I go...
Oh, I had myself muted. That was what the problem was.
Yeah, Villain, you can't.
I forgot about that.
We can't win them all. You just got to keep swinging. It's like a softball.
Shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ. I'm going to kick you off the show early. Fucking keep this up. Gonna be us.
This on really the day real. That Fuxon Johnson's passed away. This is just disrespectful to comedy. The
energies are high because of Fuxon Johnson. Sorry. It's my fault now.
You know, I'm in love with him. I have a special feeling.
I don't know, David. I think we should just take it slow. Still like rushing it and stuff, you know?
No, babe. You don't understand. Like, I love you. Like I have some poetry that I wrote. You want to hear the poetry? I knew we were going to be together forever. I need Zoe.
Oh, absolutely. Come to life.
Shit, that's all it took to cuff his bitch. Oh, what is she doing? That's so clever.
Oh, God, in the hallways. In front of David.
Poor David.
Oh, what the fuck, bro? What the fuck, bro? He's just standing there like my girlfriend's such a bitch. What the fuck, bro? What
David watched that. David watched that for a little bit too long. I feel like
David was like, you suck her dick for 3 more seconds and I'm going to be mad. I'm sucking that dick. I'm going to be mad. Don't act like I'm not going to. 3 more gulps and I'm going to be really pissed.
Oh, what the fuck, bro? What the fuck, bro? You just going to stand there and let my girlfriend suck your dick? What the fuck, bro? What is beta? What the most beta shit ever? Cuck, God. What is so beta? Hey, I want you to look in my eyes. David,
I want you to watch.
Look into my cold, dead eyes, David.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. That was
the premise started off funny, but it goes back to what like Bella was saying, where Ian tries to wrangle everybody into his gay fantasy.
Yeah, it got really like you are kind of, I hate to give David Walsh any credit at all, but you are kind of making his point from Thursday a little bit right now. He's like, Ian, you always do gay shit.
I like to imagine Ian's wife walking in while he's like doing the retard voice back
while he's recording these. She doesn't know anything about YouTube. She's just, oh, there he's talking to his friends again.
You know, sometimes I really hope my son doesn't repeat the things he hears in front of his mother.
Right. So Plant Man.
As gay as you are, because you're pretty gay, Ian.
David Walsh and Ian Ellis got into a tiff about homosexuality on a Thursday night on the Not Cosmic Cam channel. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then I yelled at him about being a cuck for a liberal cuck for not liking jokes. So. No,
David Walsh's girlfriend got fucked by a retarded guy playing.
And he doesn't like us talking about it.
That's his origin story. Fucking this guy whose spinal cord is made out of toothpaste fucked his girlfriend. Now he's a dickhead that follows Owen Benjamin.
And he was not too much of a fan of Ian bringing it up. So that's the beef. But
old chewed up bubblegum Langs gave his girlfriend the long stroke. And she was like, I. David just sat there and took it. Fucked him right in his ass.
All right. Well, let's finish this this expose? Softcore porn.
This fan fiction.
Oh, my gosh. That was a big one. I got cummies all over my face and my titties. David, you want to come, like, sit off? What the fuck? What the actual fuck? No, that's fucking disgusting. Why would I do that? Fuck no. What? It's just potatoes, butters. We always talk about how I got the juiciest, most delicious kisses. It's because I give blowies to all the guys in the special needs. I thought you were retarded when we met. That's why I sucked your dick.
Southside's best. Good girl.
Remind you of my...
Oh, God. See? Now it's getting
now it's getting weirdly personal. Oh, God. He's like Drake just running around crying.
Like Royce crying. Or Royce crying.
The scene is long.
David, are you okay in there? Yeah, Mom. God, get out of here. David, you want some kisses? I volunteered at the special needs home today. Oh my God, that's disgusting.
I just would like to point out there's a picture of the guy that fucked David's bitch on his wall.
SpongeBob.
And that, my friends, is why David Walsh is disgusting. Isn't
oh,
that
yeah, John
shit?
Oliver.
Yeah, this remember this is a John Oliver bit. This whole segment.
John Oliver segment. I didn't
David
see.
Walsh is so famous, John knows who he is. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's a compliment, really. I like it.
Well, it turns out that poor retard wasn't done sucking. That was wasn't the last dick she was ever gonna suck. This is an M. Night Shyamalan.
She's doing the Lord's work. Oh no, not John Doe.
Save it for her phone number. I want to fuck that bitch.
Kenny's head is trying to work the angle through all this.
Yeah. Kenny's on the move nowadays, Bell. You don't know?
It's like
Kenny heard about the David story and it's like, yeah, I see an opportunity for myself to get involved here.
Get in where you fit in, Kenny. I get it.
Kenny, maybe you can meet her on the new app, Potato.
Potato.
I hear all the young, the tard chasers.
Spudsley. I feel like it'd be called Spudsley. Spudsley.
Spuds Buds. The groupies. They hang out on Potato.
What's wrong?
Oh, I was just fucking moving stuff around and I'm opening tabs. I should have had myself muted. Nothing.
I'm going to go eat dinner.
I forgot I was unmuted because of the TV thing. Bye, Kenny.
Are you having kale, Kenny? What are you having, Kenny?
Kale and milk.
I'm having pasta.
Like some iced tea. You
know? In Kenny's video, he says that he's putting steak in there. He meant to say he's going to have it after steak, but he goes, all right, yeah. Kale and milk and steak and celery.
Oh, I have an after steak, so no you.
Shalom, Hostbusters in the chat.
Beta. All right,
so, Ian, now we have a bunch of videos here. Oh, that noise is going to get annoying real fast coming out of the TV. Where is... Fuck.
Hostbuster, are you...
at me.
Hostbusters, are you excited about your fellow brother in your fellow Hebrew Drake dropping a new album? He must be a mitzvah to the culture and the community.
No,
he just asked Hostbusters about Drake.
Are there a lot of Dracos in the fucking Hebrew temples these days? They show up looking just like views. They got a heart shaved in their fucking curly locks.
But whatever.
Synagogue, yeah. Your fucking Epstein Island that you meet up at to drink blood.
I'm assuming, Ian, this is your way of segueing into your next bit.
You wouldn't be wrong.
Guys, Ian's a big fan of rap music, as you know. And wouldn't you know it? The most manly, best rapper in the world that guys totally listen to, Drake, dropped a new album, and Ian's all about it.
Drake looks like Drake's retarded little brother or something.
It does look like Potato Drake a little bit.
He looks just like Don A with a fresh haircut.
He does.
He's a fat mook, but shout out to Don A.
Hey!
Views, Don A, coming back. Subscribe to Don A. He let me on his show a few times. And his Uncle Jeff, watch your fucking back.
HB and Jay King have both said Drake is lame. And so you have lost.
Who doesn't hate Drake is Lupe. Lupe Fiasco went on Instagram and gave the praises of Drake. Now, he also likes Ja Rule and ICP, so he's not known for liking the best shit. But Lupe Fiasco co-signs his goddamn apple.
Okay. I'm sorry, Ian.
We're done with the terminology, Alan.
I know. I don't understand why Ian takes his. Ian takes his cue. Like if Busta Rhymes did something, Ian would be like, "Whoa, what? Busta Rhymes?" And it's like, Ian, no one even knows who that is, really.
I'm praying there's not kids out there that are gonna follow Fux Johnson's to the grave, putting powder up their noses because they're so hurt. All right, don't make the same mistake he did. You don't want to be a martyr. Don't be a martyr for drugs. Be better than that.
Get your coke from someone you know and trust.
Yeah, from certified sources. Don't buy your coke from PDARD people, please.
No.
All right, so let's go ahead. We're gonna hear from Drake.
Yeah, what up, y'all? It's your boy Drake, y'all. Kanye finally dropped his album, Donda. So that means I got to say for me to drop my album, Emoji Movie. And so I want to play a couple of my favorite tracks for you, just little snippets, and talk about what those songs mean to me, so we can get our sales up. Yeah, so let's check out the album.
If you want to pause for a second, this cover for Emoji Movie has been memed by the Joe Budden Reddit. Yeah. The Joe Budden Reddit. See, okay. The mayor of Chicago and Shane Gillis. Those fresh minds dove at the chance to be part of a Draco meme.
So, Ian, like, I don't know what the name of the album is. I haven't heard any of the songs off it. I haven't seen the title. I haven't heard anyone talk about it. So this is a bunch of references that I have no clue where the sarcastic jokes are and, like, which parts are serious. Like, this could be actually on the album. I don't know.
This is why Papa Ellis is here. To let you know that Drake, who is a monster in the rap community. He is respected and loved. He's like Jay-Z.
Well,
it's called Certified Lover Boy. And this is the man who's been trying to fuck Kanye's bitch.
Why do you keep calling it Emoji Movie?
Because the cover is a bunch of fucking emojis of pregnant bitches. The cover is emojis, you know, because he's so fucking cool and doesn't have to try.
I'm pretty sure that's like a man holding a book.
Yeah, no, that picture is the mayor of Chicago, Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
Like I said, a man holding a book.
So now that we have all the deep cuts, yuck. Let's hear from this young auteur.
I can't open this bottle. I can't open this drink. I'm gonna pour it out, see what I think. Yo, I'm great. I'm successful. Yeah, so that song was called I Can't Open This Bottle. It's about how I was trying to open a bottle of Jaeger because I don't put that much time or effort into my album, you know. I'm less lyrically skilled than Tom McDonald. He actually puts more work in this than me, but, you know, I'm riding the wave. So let's go into this next track and see what kind of dope shit I'm talking about. Yeah, he's straight. Yeah, I ain't fake. Wrote this song inside my house. When I speak, I use my mouth. That's clout.
Cause bars.
I'm and I'm successful, and you not. Use a bum bitch with a bum hoe. Give me your money and do some drugs. Don't save your money. Fuck your future. Throw it away and buy my album instead. You don't need to be shit in life because I'm already successful. Yeah, my man. Drake
Cole is kind of like Luis J. Gomez and Joe Budden.
He's not Draco. There's an actual guy named Draco. Anyways,
they're all these guys to me that they're pieces of shit, but their audiences are like, if I could be a piece of shit like them, it's okay. That's an acceptable kind of piece of shit because they're famous. But he's a piece of shit. Who's all over the goddamn place, pretends to be deep, but he's really just fucking pandering to the widest audience. There's nothing authentic about this. This is fucking
Are we talking about Tom McDonald or?
Not the voice of our generation. Pete R's favorite artist.
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
I'm talking about Drake.
Sorry, I thought we were talking about Tom McDonald because he said, you know, okay, gotcha.
So far, he has trouble opening bottles. He's successful.
He doesn't care about your success anymore because
he'll make you feel broke. He's richer than you. He don't act like he ain't got it.
I have to remember, like, I have to make sure to never forget again that, like, deep down, Ian really wants to just be like a parody song artist on YouTube. All his favorite YouTubers are like the angry video game nerd and like people from 12 years ago. So, like, Ian's ideal YouTube career is like making parody songs and like Minecraft parody videos. Yeah.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Who's that guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's that guy Helen likes that does a show with Kurt Metzger? Where it's all his fucking screen capture.
The guy who does all the characters.
God damn it.
The Andrew Cuomo show. Did you see that video, Helen?
Yeah.
I'm Italian. Yeah.
Helen, go through your subscriptions. What's the subscription channel that you love.
No, I know it. I don't.
You're like, always got to
be on Joe
Kyle Dunnigan.
Kyle Dunnigan knew it. Yeah, knew it.
Another one of those people, new people I've heard of, but I don't know who they are.
Kyle Dunnigan's funny.
I've never seen him on anything.
I mean, he's not Terry. He's the killer from Reno 911, the guy who's like got the glasses and he dates Tracy.
Oh, the fat guy?
No, real skinny. He gets caught with body parts.
I'll look him up.
He's funny.
Well, anyways.
We played him before.
I'm liking this song. I forgot what the point was. Ian wants to know his name.
That's who I'm in danger of turning into. Another Joe Matarese who just like finds a filter. It's like, oh, you know what, guys? Got some comedy for you. Here's my content. Whoa, look at me doing this guy. But it's me doing this guy. Isn't that fucking amazing? Comedy.
I'm the real shit that there ever was. And you just a buster, just like you could. Yeah, okay. Straight. Marathon was about how you ain't shit, but I'm successful because I'm cool. Basically, you should know I'm cooler than you. That shit actually belongs in the Bible. That's how true it is that I'm Drake and you're not. Like it should be in the Bible that I'm Drake and you're just a piece of shit. Like, I know you wish you could be Drake, but you're not.
It's rappers, much like comedians, are very precious about everything they do, where they're like, that sentence, though, was a work of art. But you have to respect the mastery of that sentence. It was just, since Shakespeare, there hasn't a sentence arranged that moved people like that. And it was beat into a rhythm, the double, triple entendre was checking boxes.
The chat is getting mad at you, Helen DeKeller. Plantman says, no way, Kyle Dunnigan's funny. Joe Rogan likes him. And then HB pointed out he's also Joe Rogan's favorite.
What have you seen as funny?
You're a conservative Joe Rogan fan. Wow, wow, wow. How the liberals have fallen.
Oh, no. The Governor Cuomo show that Kyle did. I like it.
Yeah, I have to see that. I haven't seen it.
The powerful JRE defeated COVID-19 with the power of Spotify viewers.
We're all fucking medicine. By the way, I just want to say, just want to point this out for all you anti-vaxxers. Joe Rogan says he wouldn't get the vaccine because of it's not FDA approved. But yeah, he's taking FDA a non-approved emergency use only medicine to beat the COVID. So,
got him.
I don't know.
You know what Joe Rogan also does? He smokes weed and takes mushrooms, federally illegal drugs. So it doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't this sound like Gandhi getting the operation? Joe Rogan was going to let those bitches die. Anybody that follows him until he got it, he's just going to let you die. But he'll take the surgery. He's not too big for science.
HB's saying, Ian, you burned your chance to be in the on the Joe Rogan bridge when you were on the Real Ass podcast. You spoiled it.
No,
I mean, I think Joe Rogan's great. I'm Joe Rogan, call me.
Ian blew it when he was high as balls on fucking Kill Tony. Bomb. Then it was over.
Yeah, that's true. I forget. Ian has met Joe Rogan before a couple of times.
Yeah.
I also blew it before I was introduced to him when I was just a stranger. I creeped on him having a conversation and politely waited to interject and ask for a picture. Because I looked up to him, oh, he was the biggest guy in comedy. I was like, I met that Joe Rogan tonight. Oh my fucking God.
That story made me cringe so bad.
Comedy. You know, we also have a new argument. If you want to take a break, we also have a preview for the new Marvel movie. This
well,
is a 9-minute Drake
bit.
Part
one of a 9-minute Drake video. Let's go ahead.
We'll use that as a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Some couple of Drake songs in between.
I liked that second one.
All right, yeah.
Let's see. Where is
it's
where do
Drake?
Oh, we Drake. Can watch Ian fucking make that kale shake now.
I want
to
see.
Sounds
it.
Like a wonderful time for me to take a bathroom break.
It is.
Ian's cup that he poured it into looked like something he fucking scooped baby shit water out of the tub, like when a baby shits in the tub. Mom has to scoop it
up. I know. We have a bunch of those little like kid sippy cups that we use to like keep gravy in and stuff and put like tinfoil on it in the fridge. It's not, you don't use that to drink out of.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and check this out for a second.
Previously on With Apologies. Yeah.
And with apologies. So, Kenny, if you want to get into kale shakes, what you got to do is you chop up a cucumber and some celery and some kale.
Well, I'm not doing that shit.
I'm helping Kenny. More. Kenny wants to make better dumps.
Kenny's not going to do that either.
We could have a salad.
I don't know.
We could have a kale salad. But you put it in your blender. It's just kale, cucumber, and celery. And if you want to put some berries in there or something to give it flavor, I don't even bother because it doesn't really help. And then you just put it with water, you blend it, and then you drink it.
Isn't kale like green, or something to make it taste better?
No, you could kale this like that.
I'm trying.
What? Yeah, kale tastes like shit. You got to tough it out.
You're not drinking it because it's good. Yeah, you're not
talking about it. You can't put like right? Chocolate milk to make it taste a little bit better.
Holy fuck, Kenny.
Chocolate milk.
Chocolate is a health drink. Kenny, it is a health drink. Yeah. You can't put chocolate and sugar
okay,
in it.
Okay, what about regular milk?
And now.
Can I just say that this is one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen? And Pete Ord's in the house.
Milk and chocolate sauce. Hold on, I want to pause it. Can you pause it for me, Bellin?
Yeah, we got it.
I just want to say to you, unhealthy food plebs, chocolate in your veggie shake is completely valid. It's just the veggie's chocolate sauce is kind of weird.
Would you rather us not eat any vegetables than Cosmic?
No, it's great. No, eat all the chocolate. Well, the Hershey's. You could do it better. You could like go get actual cocoa and stuff and kind of make it better. You could put stevia, some honey in it. You got a Kale's Take, put a little honey in it.
Cocoa like, leaves aren't legal here.
It's not though. Like anyway, just cocoa powder. It just go. Just go
better. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is good to me. I used to eat this every day.
He throws the syrup in the sink.
He's been watching too much TikTok.
Too much time on Facebook.
It's lagging up a little bit.
The video is lagging a bit, but Ian's not even talking during this. This is just all visual.
Yeah,
we didn't need the audio for this. No, we will, though, towards the end. Let's go ahead and just skip ahead. He has been watching How To Basic. Yeah. You're right.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, that's exactly what he's doing.
What's the ghetto cook guy where he just puts everything in his fryer? That's all this is. Sorry. I'm about to take it back. Sorry.
Actually, it's not bad.
All right, that's it. So Kenny's desire to take better, healthier shits got Ian to eat vegetables.
Have you seen his shits, by the way?
I gotta be honest. I've never made the effort to find out.
Oh, dude, I'll just see a picture. Hold on. They look like ribbon. I'm sure you will. So weird.
It's thin.
It's super thin, and it's like ribbon. It's like ribbons on like a...
Is it long?
I don't know, like a balloon part. They are long, thin, skinny, and they're like curled. Like it's a long
S. I wonder
where
that comes from.
No, it's IBS. It's irritable bowel syndrome. That's irritable
it probably is. Well, he's fucking
it's a Play-Doh spaghetti machine.
Who is it, Ian or Kenny?
Kenny does.
Okay, it's Kenny. Okay.
I mean, I take like gigantic ones because I'm on fentanyl.
My shit. My heroin dumps. He shits once a month, and it's just a whole brick that comes out of Pete.
Yeah, it's a monster every time.
Pete goes through his shit and gets out rocks of fentanyl to sell at parties and comedy clubs.
That's right.
Welcome back, Kenny. How was dinner?
Pretty good.
Did you have a kale shake afterwards?
No.
Oh, well, your shits are going to be rough.
No, you
drink the kale shake. Your body needs it now. You're already used to it.
I've had chicken sausage with the meal, so I think I'll be fine.
Chicken sausage, I don't think, helps with your poops.
Okay, Kenny, I promise you with your IBS.
Here it is. I got it.
IBS is sometimes connected with...
So no you, Cosmic.
Look in the Discord.
Is sometimes connected.
Yeah, we don't have to put his actual feces on screen.
No, I think we do. I think we do at this point.
So it looks unhealthy, right?
I want to show.
Let me look at it.
This,
let me look.
I don't know if I can.
Where is that? Is it in general?
Like that?
I don't have IBS. No.
Lane, we're a group of doctors. This is a medical examination.
It's
of
true.
The
we are doctors.
Matters.
We
None
are
of
doctors.
You are doctors. You're pretending to
no,
be doctors. You're
my name is Dr. Kenny.
I'm Dr. McNugget, KFC.
This is a crime scene.
That one is Dr. McDouche. He's a douche.
Oh, wait, so is that Kenny?
This is the scene right there?
That's typical Kenny shit.
All right, can you get it off the screen before people gouge their eyes out? I hate to see people's feces. It's disgusting.
Me too.
Kenny, yeah, there's definitely a problem going on with your asshole.
I hated Helen so much because that's all he did was make me look at shit. Sure, I know what
it is. But mine never made you sick like that. Mine never made mine sick myself.
Yours like make me gross. Sick. Don't think your shit doesn't stink, Helen. You made me very sick before.
There'll be a piece of shit on the screen.
It looks like it's deteriorating. Like, as it's in the toilet. Like, it's self...
No,
I don't know.
Kenny looks unhealthy, but you look like a different kind of unhealthy.
Oh, yeah, typical unhealthy. He looks, like, abnormal and healthy.
No, you do.
Kenny looks vitamin deficient.
Yeah.
No, that's you.
No, it's not. I take multi-day vitamins every day.
Kenny looks like he's attacking Middle Earth.
Switch back to regular pasta noodles. It's because you're
eating. Kenny really is a ghoul, like a grave digger.
You're eating wheat pasta.
I can't wait for May.
You have a gluten allergy, and it's making your ear. It's irritating your.
Kenny, you look like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's what's happening.
Like you look like a spooky drag queen.
No, that's your mama.
Figure out what you think.
No, Kenny, my mother can dress. You look like a goat wearing t-shirts.
Kenny looks like a whelp. Kenny looks like he melted at the wax museum.
Try like a vegetable noodle.
No, I heard about that was you.
You know, since we're doing DVD commentary, if you skip past the logo, there is a little Rex reference at the end. Shout out to the Saurus.
Let me bring it back up on screen.
Shout out to Lawnmower Hands, the greatest cryptocurrency in the game. Straight to the moon. Nothing but gains. There is no dip.
It really did go to the moon. There really is a crypto called Form with a picture of a tractor. It really is worth like $400 a coin.
No, I
fucking wish I would have listened to Rex. We would have. Dude, if we would have invested in that dumb lawnmower cryptocurrency, we'd be fucking rich right now. God damn it. Lawnmower hands to the moon.
We'd have millions of lawnmower dollars.
We would. Kenny, we would.
We're going to be taking a shift from chicken and chicken-related topics to cutting grass.
I'm with apologies. Yeah,
maybe we should start the 40 and white coin. That's right.
We're going to take a new interest in Tom. This time we want to know about lawn care. This time we're willing to listen.
I buy the 40 white coin and fail the wife.
You know, Kenny, speaking of you and money, there's a clip in there called Drake 2, because that 9-minute clip enough. He also dropped a banger bonus track where he raps about what he would buy if he was a poor person. And that might take us into what Kenny has on his wish list.
All right, so you don't want me to play the Marvel trailer that you asked me to play before.
Oh yeah,
you leave.
We can do that first. I wish I had captured the scene where Shane Gillis is in this, because I hear he's starring in it, like Camille Nanjiani. They didn't kick him out.
Shane Gillis is in the Marvel movie.
Shane Gillis is in Shang-Chi: Legend of the Ten Rings.
How is this guy getting into? People talk about Shane Gillis like he's famous, and I only know him for getting canceled. I've never seen him do anything, never heard him be funny. Shane Gillis gigs.
He has a new album dropping with the same cover as Drake. I always get him confused with that ginger that fought Gavin McGinnis. They're kind of the same person, same potato in my eyes.
You mean Copper Cab. I know who you're talking about. Okay. I remember that. Ass.
I was like, they canceled Copper Cab from SNL? Man, he would have been great. He would have been a wild animal. Next, Chris Farley.
All right.
Macho Man, Tranny Savage. My favorite.
Well, you know, in these new movies, they're doing a lot of gender swapping. They're doing a lot of race swapping. It's really become a hotbed for the liberal feminist smash the patriarchy agenda. We're going to be getting real political.
Oh, the new Captain America is my favorite. He hates America.
Fucking anti-capitalist Captain America.
Well, that's a lot of push-up.
There's the bad guy. Here he is arresting people for his secret lab. Man, the CGI is fucking phenomenal. Jeez. There we have Doctor Strange.
Is that same? Oh.
And here's Iron Man. Shang-Chi. Legend of the Ten Rings.
Error, I'm a Marvel superhero.
And it's Ian. Ian, can you pot off of that for me, please? I fucking have no idea what I just watched.
I'll explain the funny part.
Go ahead and Jesse PS. We need it this time. What just happened? Is Shane Gillis actually in a movie? Does Shane Gillis exist, or is that a name you made up? What the fuck is going on?
I live in a world of conjuring and make-believe.
Hold on. Before we do this, can I explain Shane Gillis to Bella, and since he's completely out of this? Okay, so Shane Gillis, there's a podcast that he's on that a lot of people like. It's called Shane and Matt's Secret Podcast. Yeah, and there's a
I've never heard of that a day in my life. Let's keep going.
Well, just because you haven't heard of it doesn't mean that it isn't popular.
I'm not sliding the podcast.
There's a better podcast that's under them called War Mode, which is actually like Matt's brothers, and that's actually dope. I listen to that, and they have these skits. The definitely should have went with Ian is the skits. There's a Gilly and Reeves is the name of like the skit comedy. Yeah. And that's
comedians getting together and filming a wacky show about a gumshoe detective that just can't get it right. He's so wacky.
Pete? Because I listen to all of Shane Gillis.
It was called npr.killyourself.
Every time I've ever heard Shane Gillis.
That's the guy who said chink, right?
Every time I've heard Shane Gillis on anyone's show, he is being painfully boring. Like, he's the worst guest I've seen on any podcast.
He actually reminds me a lot of Ian.
That kind of gives credit to what I'm saying.
He was on Revenge of the Sith with his good buddy Doug Stanhope.
Yeah, and he was unfunny on there. It was terrible on that.
Remember, we had the Philip Wave episode.
Well, if I can explain Shane Gillis in the best way. He's actually great to all of the people around him. Okay. So like that's like how he is so popular is he's so good to like the people on War Mode and like the other people. So
I'm
like
sick
he's
of
such
comedians
a good guy.
Telling me who I should think is funny. Listen.
I will never tell you who to think's funny. I'm telling you why Shane Gillis is so beloved. Is because he's a good guy.
Pete loves Tom McDonald, so everything he says is a little sus.
I think the format of the show
is something along the lines of show and tell. And I would love to show and tell you about that time Shane Gillis and Doug Stanhope were on ROTC. Can we pull that Philip Wave up?
We did that on With Apologies when it happened. We're gonna do a replay now?
Yeah, this is like Kanye. This is Junior 2. We do bonus tracks where we re-release the exact same content. We've watched The Gods Must Be Crazy 6 times, but you just caught on to my cycle. They're in the calendar. I go back to these bits. The show is controlled by the moon, Lane. You didn't know that?
I don't even know how to find this.
Moon cycles. Philip Wave YouTube channel. Monetized.
Sorry. Shang-Chi is part of equality. Part of equality is tease everybody equally. So I can't wait for this movie to come out. I'm sure there'll be plenty of memes of him getting his ass kicked by women. Oh, my God. Your pussy are so strong.
Well, this is pussy working.
When you retire in May, will you still be doing Philip Wave tapes, or is that over too?
He's already done Philip Wave.
Kenny, if it strikes my fancy,
okay,
I will do whatever I please.
Philip Wave. I watch every episode almost. That's right.
Kenny remembers
it all. He's got a long brain.
Uh-oh. Calm down. It's not like this is the first time we've ever had a guest. Calm down. Be cool. Oh, my God. It's right here. They're calling. You answer it.
He's in his COVID bubble, so he doesn't get it.
Back to Revenge of the Sith, where we revenge things. It's not yet a very special guest, someone much in need of revenge. My Hey, Shane, nice to have you here. Who's that sitting next to you?
Oh my God!
Wait.
That Stanhope?
That's Doug Stanhope. When I put out this video, Stanhope saw it and it made him change his haircut. I got through to him that he looked old and cripply. Oh, I'm responsible for his gay mohawk.
Doug, do you remember me? Do you remember me? I'm Mars. Mars, I opened for you at one time. And you remember me?
Merce has gotten so much bigger over the years. He's just, he's just a wasted version of his first self.
That's when I was making fun of him being fat, and I so underjudged how fucking plump he is.
I remember your album. It was unbearable.
I like that. All right, that's enough. We get the idea. Shane Gillis is a retard.
Was that sympathy laugh, Cosmic? What the fuck was that?
Listen, it's too sophisticated for a Tom McDonald fan.
I like the fun joke a little bit.
We like to have fun on the show.
Listen, I like the joke, but Cos is like, ha ha, that was funny.
I think it surprised him is why he reacted that way.
Listen, it's Stavros. If Stavros was here, he would be busting a cut, just wheezing.
Mercy, did you get your doctorate degree, Helen?
Kenny, what?
Kenny, oh my God.
Oh, he went to the University of H2O.
So Shane Gillis, he did something.
It just threw me off. I don't even know how to respond to that.
What I learned about Shane Gillis when I saw him on ROTC is that he didn't want to make people mad. He desperately wants in.
Or
he was
laugh.
Like, I don't know. They're not so bad. Yeah, I like to kind of play it cool.
I've never seen a stand-up comedian less committed to making a joke in my life.
He was shook. Pussy, you scared? I could hear your heartbeat.
Well, I actually have a clip. This guy kind of reminded me of Shane Gillis. I was thinking this guy got Shane Gillis. What was that, Kenny?
That's a nice.
Is it about a doctor? Okay.
No, I think I got you. Got
oh, Kenny, that wasn't the cue for you to start talking
you
about doctors.
Him.
That was
you set him up.
That was simply me making a comment. You don't need to talk about doctors now.
You thought he could pick up on sarcasm, and you were wrong.
I don't know if you guys heard this. You heard about this? You hear about this? Canceled the Jeopardy guy after one day. Turns out, he said on his podcast. These podcasts are ruining everything for everybody. Thank you. Thank you for the boogie, whoever just did that. Assuming Ian.
I was sobbing for the loss of this this young edgelord, this Bill Hicks of a generation, this young Shane Gillis who came to take Jeopardy
shoes. Give me 1 second, guys. I'll be right back.
Oh, no. Helen's getting robbed right now. Well, I wonder what joke did this guy make? I heard about this, but like I always need to hear the joke before my
filling out Chebec's shoes is a big deal though, guys.
I think it was something like he said a girl looked loose.
Oh,
it was something lame like that. Somebody else
mouth was on my cock, that's right.
It's a really bad fucking misogynist rant.
Like whenever it'll be some good shit that comes out, you know. Like what he wanted was all the niggers put in enslavement camps.
Whoa!
Producers totally missed that one.
Can you offer us the final solution for
final $600?
What is the final solution? I'm sorry, we're gonna have to take away points for not answering in the form of a question.
He's giving them hints. He's like, controls the media, rhymes with kites. That's terrible, man.
This historical figure was way before his time and liked to paint German shepherds.
This is not what Fucks on Johnson stood for. He died for comedy. kept it really brief.
Your back might have been okay with it.
Damn, imagine getting fentanyl on your fucking coke. That's why you gotta take little baby bumps first and you see what the fuck is going on. But then fentanyl can kill you. And then I don't get the Pete Ard part of it. Is a part of the story that he got it from a white supremacist? Or what was the Pete Ard connection?
Well, he got it at a vaccine party. So I'm assuming that Helen was running the vax party. Since half the people there were
Helen claims another victim again. Okay, I get it.
No.
And because
I had an invite to that party and decided not to show up, and it was right from him.
I don't know anyone who's getting actual fentanyl in their coke. J. King had a funny line earlier, though, in the chat. He said, careful.
I thought you were a doctor. You probably know a bunch of people.
Your fentanyl might have coke in it, people. It made me laugh.
Do you want to have, like, fascia and do lines of coke at the same time? Was there any vaccinating happening?
Speedball, Helen?
Who's putting fentanyl? Yeah, that could be more likely. But there, people claim that there's fentanyl in coke, and I believe somewhere someone's doing that. But like, they've had everyone say all the time that it's happening frequently.
It's like what I heard about laced weed, but I've never
been given laced.
Like
weed.
If you put PCP one thing in that my made weed, me realize that's a deal. Sorry.
One thing that made me realize CEO will just lie to get his way. He'll just straight up make up things to convince you. I was asking CEO why he's so paranoid of weed. And he's like, the first time I ever smoked weed, it was laced with acid. And I'm like, I don't know about that. That's how that works. I've never taken acid, but I've been with a lot of people that have. And I never heard that story. So CEO just likes to make things up so you can't argue with him. He's like, no, I was laced. I was drugged just to convince you of his dumb lie.
He was coke or something. That's
and
right.
He,
not
and his CEO was calling to memory one of the anti-drug propaganda posters in Canada. It's like, don't do drugs, eh? This is your brain, eh? This is your brain on maple
syrup. Yeah,
that's
something I've heard in like DARE class.
The only thing you could lace weed with would be like formaldehyde without people knowing.
You couldn't lace it with anything without people knowing.
I guess lean too. Formaldehyde is like PCP. It's like the shit they use at a mortuary.
And that's expensive. Smoke acid. I don't know. PCP,
that's my thing about lacing. Lacing makes no sense because...
Right, economically.
Expensive. Yeah, economically.
But even with like the whole coke thing... Why would you want to do that? That makes no like that is actually trying to kill someone. Yeah, there's no point in doing that.
Old footage with CEO doing these sucking noise, like smoking actual weed. I've heard this.
That was Dick Kenny. It was sucking Dick.
It was sipping Dr. Pepper.
He's making the weed noise.
Go ahead. Make the dick sucking noise, Kenny.
Weed noise. There's only one noise that weed makes.
That's why Kenny blows it all loud. So that means you're smoking weed.
Weed sucking noise.
I make the weed noise. It doesn't count.
Can we pull up Kate Quigley and see if we can?
Hold on.
See if she looks like she's on coke.
We never even got into the fucking Jeopardy guy getting canceled here.
I want to know why he got canceled.
Yeah, well, he said something very scandalous on his podcast. I wish my fucking dog would shut up. God damn it.
Oh, God. It's not
George Floyd him.
Play the tape. Yeah, that's right.
He's like, Derek Chauvin did nothing wrong.
Yeah, he's just leaning on his dog's neck right now.
All I have to do is open the door, and the dog looks at me like he knows he's fucking up. But squirrel. He still barks all the time when anyone walks by the house.
We're going to overlay this with footage of Pixar's new show, Doug Days. And this is going to be a whole bit. It's going to be fantastic for the clips.
I don't get
guys,
I don't,
it's show and tell.
Losing me again. Let's go ahead. Jeopardy guy got canceled.
They found their successor to the
You're
late
talking
Alex
over it,
Trebek.
Kenny.
But after multiple inappropriate comments surface made by Mike Richards to women, he's out. So what's next? Amber Cagliano reports.
Hey ho.
I like that people are getting jobs on their first day, and people are like, let me listen to his podcast. I bet you there's something there. He's not even
on the commercial break. That's right.
He didn't even do anything to get in trouble. They're just looking for it.
They just dug for it. Yeah.
Whose dirty work is this? Because I'm thinking like
it's people. It's just people being cheeky, trying to see if they can cancel people, and they can.
because the networks will let them.
Well, the SJWs and the trolls are not too far apart. And certainly they're in a symbiotic relationship. But the trolls are like, can I? And they're having fun. Whereas, you know, the SJWs are like, can I? I don't give a fuck who I hurt. It's for the good of the world.
I always assume this is like what I worry about me. Like one of the like I never like harassed no girl or anything, but I was a little aggressive to today's standard with like this one girl who me and her hooked up later, like years later, but I was a bit aggressive with her, you know what I'm saying? But nothing like physical. I was just like, yeah. I'd grab her ass and shit like that and always hug her from behind. Yeah. Like I said, later we fucked around, but she turned into like, she turned into like a blue haired feminist. And I always look at her and go, if I ever become famous, this bitch will destroy me. Like she's that type. She wants to. So every time this happens, I think like, nah, this is some feminist bitch from high school who like dug through all his shit or I don't know, some scorn. Yeah. Hoe, you know what I'm saying? Like that's always what I think it is. Yeah.
This wasn't TYT. This wasn't TMZ. This was Tina from the OC. She was still mad. She's still mad about not getting that Jeopardy. Oh, I wish a motherfucker would get a show. I'll ruin his life too quick. Two snaps.
And the answer is Mike Richards. The bombshell news broke today.
Wait a minute. Did she just open this man's life being canceled like a Jeopardy question to be funny? She's like, what Jeopardy host was fired? Who was canceled today?
Are you a crip now, Ian?
I'm just going with the bit. Listen, the fentanyl is kicking in. I had the vaccine earlier today. My faith is getting numb.
The bombshell
news broke today. In a memo to the Jeopardy staff, Richards announced he was stepping down just 9 days after he was named the surprise replacement for the beloved Alex Trebek.
Richard Johnson, all the dicks are going down.
Clear it's that moving cabal. Forward as host would be too much of a distraction for our fans and not the right move for the show, he says. I will be stepping down men. As host effective immediately. As a result, we will be canceling production today.
All right, so Patrice would say, like, you're supposed to respond by being like, yeah, I like bitches. I'm sorry, I did that. But he's like, oh, we don't want to burden the people with having to think about things. The fan base doesn't deserve to be dragged down. The legacy of fucking Jeopardy can't be besmirched.
HB's the only smart Jew in the room, apparently, because he just realized that what's anybody Michael named Richard? Mike Richards is doomed to be canceled.
Oh, Lord.
Whoops. I think if your name is Michael Richards, you should probably just not have a podcast.
Hey, I'm Michael Richards and not that one.
Not the one you're thinking of.
Yeah.
South Park definitely tweeted out the N-word guy clip when this news broke.
It's a tremendous deal. It's a debacle. It's an embarrassment.
Richards' downfall follows the revelation that he made insensitive past comments about women, Jews,
I mean,
and
to be fair, there was a news guy who hold started on. Jerking off during a group chat. he thought he turned his camera off and he just came back. So
yeah. I can't remember what that guy's name was. Yeah, he jerked off during a
CNN's Louis CK can come back.
Made insensitive past comments about women, Jews, and poor people during a podcast.
Right. Whoa,
He got canceled from his 2021 Jeopardy job because in 2014 he was trying to be cheeky on a podcast and talk to like Pete Ard for 3 minutes. Whoops.
I wish we had the audio. I'd like to know what he said about him.
Oh, I'm a racist. Maybe
what are these spurious?
In this clip, he had an exchange about nude photos on a
phone. Oh, you guys are bastards. The news is bastards. Have you ever
talk over
this is some petty ass shit on their part. They're delighting.
Ian's like, I would love to hear the clip, and then he starts a sentence.
I just can't believe that the news is behaving like us. This is disgusting. You people should be ashamed of yourself. You guys have some moral.
Co-worker's phone.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Have you ever taken a nude picture?
I found the clip of him.
God, shut up, Helen.
God damn it. What is
I'm sorry, guys.
It's like we're getting worse at this.
I found the clip of him saying what he said.
We're playing it right now, Helen.
Kenny, I can't fucking wait for you to take the show away from me.
Helen, did you tell Kenny where you got your PhD from?
I did. You should ask me right now. Now's a good time to ask.
I think it's the School of Bullshit. That's where.
So he's got a Bachelor of Science. That's pretty good. He's taking a few classes. He's ready for Hot Guy Con.
A co-worker's phone.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Are we still interrupting the clip?
All right. So what do we want to talk about next?
Oh, the tables are turned with your show and tell. I'm shooting fucking spitwads at you from the back of the class.
We got talking about Gavin Newsom, and we have a Helen DeKellar drinking a Coca-Cola. Let's watch Helen DeKellar drinking a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah, dude.
I want to finish. We got to finish the clip.
Wow, you don't get to know.
We're moving on. There's so much more interesting stuff happening right now.
Poor Bad Link. Come on, for a new video. Bad Link's done. Got a Coke here.
No.
Let's get into it.
Hell yeah, dude. I actually already like this a lot. I like old Helen DeKellar's fucking mess.
Unemployed Helen DeKellar.
Unemployed Helen DeKellar.
This is Counter-Strike's Helen DeKellar.
This is getting famous off Counter-Strike, and everyone else he was with did. And I was just sad making videos chugging a soda to Helen DeKellar.
Look at that neck
and skin. You just spit it up. Can't even chug a Coke.
That's hard, dude. You're trying.
I've never watched weight neck and chin.
All right, Kenny. This is right after Helen mixed a bunch of kratom and fentanyl and accidentally killed 3 Marines.
Oh, God.
The next day.
He drowned Helen trying to kill himself. It looks like he's trying to kill himself.
This is like the Artie Lang tape.
I was sad, guys. I almost got it. Almost got it.
You're such a foul beast.
This is the left before Twitter.
Batman Chugs really is amazing, though. Like, I saw his videos, and that's what made me want to do that. That was 2 years
early
ago.
Footage of a rare photo of Bigfoot. Tape of Bigfoot. That's right.
Hell yeah,
clearly
Kenny.
Never watched Mexican Connection. He's the ultimate chug YouTuber.
Is he? I don't know. Batman Chug, he can chug like a 32 ounce and with a straw. He has special straws to fucking chug his drinks.
Helen, amazing. Helen, the key is you gotta relax your throat. All right. Just pronounce and enjoy.
I gotta learn from you, Ian. I need to take more notes.
So, breathe through your nose, open up the back of that neck.
All right, my friend Trispit _ wants to know, why did this Michael Richards fella get fired? Let's see.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay. Have you ever taken a nude picture?
I'm not answering that question to you, Mike Richards.
Answer it right now to your fan. Have you?
I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I have not, like, naked. I've taken, like, cute pictures of myself.
Like, booby pictures?
So, you asked... Have you ever taken booby pictures? Oh, how dare he!
I've seen this stream before. He calls her the N-word at the end.
Trouble for booby pictures? What the hell?
Does he dox her with her nudes? This is a lichen theory.
If you don't go out with me, I'm gonna dox you, bud. Yeah, that's right.
Let's meet at a cabin in the woods.
Colbert predicted trouble for Richards on his show last night.
Now it's only getting worse for Richards after
it sounds like he's having a ball.
Podcast audio revealed that in 2014, Mike Richards made crude comments about women, Jews, and Haiti.
Oh, not Haiti. Like
I would like to hear the Jews and the Haiti stuff.
Cancel this guy off Twitter, off everything. He's going down.
Hell yeah,
Anonymous is going to release her nudes.
Offensive, sexist, misogynist.
That was just too much.
They're really hammering home the sexist, misogynist part. Yeah. He must have made some really banal comments about the Jews for this to be the main story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're good. You guys know they're good with money. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It was probably something like, "Yeah, my dad was Jewish and he was kind of cheap." Like something that you shouldn't be getting in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's who like our president always says, "The best part about grabbing a Jew bride by the pussy is the two nickels come out the back of her throat." You know what I'm saying? Our president.
Who was it? Like, why did he get the gig for, like, is he a comedian? Is he a, a radio guy? Who was he?
He must be local and must have applied. I don't know. I don't know what the criteria is for Jeopardy, but they clearly weren't looking for people with experience or
you don't think a resume. I feel like they would reach out to people. Like, hey, like, you want to
No, bro. I thought that the fact that this guy even got the job means, like, I don't know. This Jeopardy must be owned by, like, a public access TV channel or some shit. Bro.
It means
like,
Hannibal Burton turned it down.
Jeopardy is a conglomerate.
It is. It doesn't mean that it's fucking... Maybe that's why it's been the same format for fucking 40 years on the same time, because it's owned by some old guy that's like, no, we're doing it this way. Or some kid who's like, my dad invented Jeopardy and we're doing it like this. The host needs to be nobody. He's the host of Jeopardy. He can't be the host of something else. He has to be the known as being the host of Jeopardy.
It's like nobody hosting the Emmys. Nobody hosts Jeopardy anymore.
Yeah, it just happens around there not being
hosted. I hope they give this opportunity to a young Asian American. Hello, I guess it was Christian. It started with an L.
Hello, how you doing? I'm the host now. I was an Asian guy. Am I stupid? Guess I am. That's right.
Apparently he was a daytime game show host before Jeopardy.
So he had a little bit of experience.
He hosted three spelling bees in a math elite competition.
I mean, if they really wanted to give someone the job, they would have gave it to, like, Howie Mandel. So there's something weird going on there.
Yeah, that's true. He apparently was the executive producer for Wheel of Fortune in 2020, says.
Maybe that guy was the executive producer?
That's what I'm reading.
Oh, that's why. He gave himself... That's like if I start a skate company, I put my name on a skateboard. It's kind of like
that. That makes more sense.
Okay.
So, now we got some
guys. Guys, we're missing.
So he fired himself? Wait. This guy's the executive producer. Why is he fucking out of a job? What the hell?
I exposed myself. I'll be honest. I was the one coming.
I said some crazy things. Yeah, no one's saying this. He got himself in trouble. He went to the network executives.
This is a Haitian walk into a bar. What was I thinking?
Typical producer for Jeopardy. So yeah, exactly. Like you said, yeah.
I think like a young Shane Gillis, he took this as a troll. He's trolling us the whole time. He's like Red Bar going on fucking Compound Media. He planned to blow it up. Or maybe he refused to do the Illuminati sacrifice. Maybe he got to the goat party and didn't want to fuck the kid, so they cut him off.
That could be. Maybe he's got caught on Jeffrey Epstein's island and he's not playing ball. The Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal. So he was the executive producer for like all these fucking game shows. There's some money laundering going on here. How are you the executive producer for The Price is Right, Let's Make a Deal, Jeopardy, and Wheel of Fortune? Like, you're just doing all of them at the same time?
This guy, Mike?
Yeah, that's what I'm reading. He
fired himself.
This is Tyler Perry stepping down.
He said that Jewish people have big noses, and he said it in Latin, pig Latin.
Big noses, that's right.
Osne on the osne. Apparently, that's pig Latin.
Well, Jesus. Big noses, that's right.
That's like some druid racism.
I guess it's like canceled next. Way to go.
And he was like doing black magic. You know what? I'm glad he's gone. Fuck this guy.
Yeah. I saw myself like him running around.
Trust me, I asked myself the hard question.
And that host was busted.
But so let's finish it out because it ends kind of funny.
Now return to rotating guest hosts as it did after Trebek's death. There was no immediate word about any changes for Mayim Bialik, who was named as host of primetime specials and a Jeopardy spin-off.
Nick Cannon's going to take over.
So basically what happened is they tried to give someone the job. He canceled himself, and they were like, shit, fuck it. The job's not open. We don't, just make it, just like Ian said, we'll just keep doing Jeopardy with no host. Fuck it. They just still watch. They don't care.
Lane, watch the computer win
72 times in a row. They don't give a fuck.
Take a lesson from Jeopardy. The show is more important than the host. All right? The show must continue.
Take a lesson from Jeopardy, Ian. No matter what you want or what you think we should do, we're doing it this way.
I fucked a Jew broad. She had the tightest pussy I ever squeezed.
Mersh and other things like Kanye's new album Without You, Ian. We've sold her on. That's right.
Yeah, Kenny's already got a whole fucking planogram ready for the show.
Yep. You know, speaking of that, Drake does have a new album out.
Drake does have a new album. Let me go ahead and cue that up.
And I'll tell you how horrible it is. That's right.
These next songs better be some bangers, Ian.
Cosmic, are you having fun? There will be no copyright strike. Drake is my boy. Little known fact, a former co-host of this show, Mo, used to hang out with Drake at sex parties. Drake would throw parties. You don't know your With Apologies canon. Drake would throw sex parties in Canada where it was all women, and my friend would show up with the good. So he was allowed to kick it and stay at the party because Drake is a fucking creep.
Men's need a bong hit.
Men's and need now a rip. That guy is a Black Lives Matter activist in Toronto.
I forgot Gas, whatever their name is, does have some new videos. That was on the docket last week.
Are you talking about true. Nick?
Gas Digital?
No.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
The host of the show.
Nick is going trans. If we were
talking about Nick, we would have said Nick.
Okay, when was Mo?
See, Kenny, you're confused because Mo owed Nick $300.
Oh, okay. When was the Mo error of the show?
Kenny's not going to stop till he finds out now.
Kenny, you're the
man on the show.
Kenny, you're gonna have to. You're gonna have to go through
the show's lifespan, Kenny.
Kenny, you're gonna have to go through the archives and then do a puppet show to bring people up to speed on this bit, because nobody's having fun right now. But when we cut it with your puppet show, it's gonna be fantastic.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. We just need a Mo puppet.
I can make any puppet Mo.
Racist.
Who was our stalker fan?
Oh shit. Sean
Boyce.
Yeah, Sean Boyce.
Reach out to Sean Boyce. He knows those old episodes well. He'll tell you about gin. There's all kinds of stuff. Your mind's going to be blown. Mark Nabal.
If we ever try to get Sean Boyce in Discord, he would instantly just become like Egan and start sending his dick to all the girls. Sean Boyce needs to stay away from this community.
Send me a way to get in contact with him. I don't even know him. But
I won't be sending you anything, Kenny.
No, Cosmic, you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, so I have.
I'm trying to hear this new Drake album, but fucking Belen's too busy eating a California fucking sushi.
I needed to eat a piece of pizza, guys. It's dinner time here.
Fucking smacking your lips on the mic like an amateur.
Well, I've got it. Someone's got to sarcastically answer back to Kenny.
How about you grab your spoon in the
yard? I'm in the shower. I cry a lot because I'm old and I got no friends. Cry a lot because I'm sensitive. Because I'm a man with feelings that never figured out. I be a man. I ain't got a dad. I don't raise my kids. I ain't got no friends because they snakes where I live because I'm successful and I live at the top. And it's lonely. It's lonely being Drake, so I cry. Being Drake, so I cry. Yeah.
I tried listening.
That one. The songs are getting better. Ian, you're making me like the album.
Yeah. I tried listening to Drake's album on my way to work, and it's so like
horrible,
forgettable that it just sort of drifted in the background. And I got to work, and I was like, I forgot I was listening to Drake. It just becomes like ambient noise. But he's one of these rappers like Joe Budden who's sensitive because he goes to therapy and, you know, he raps about how he's sensitive and has feelings. But he's never shown any growth. He can't tell you how to be on the other side of it. He's still just like a fucking piece of shit. Lonely. And he uses this trope. This comes up again, but I noticed this in all the albums. Anytime somebody gets a feature, they're like, can't trust the friends because they're snakes. It's like all of you are saying that, just nobody trusts anybody. Hey man, don't forget, you can't trust no one. Said some real shit. Put it in the Bible. Bible talk, you can't trust these fucking serpents. These Bel-Am.
All his friends are Bel-Am the snake.
basically.
Lonely being Drake.
I say we get one more banger.
Let's get, yeah, let's. This is going to be on the radio soon, so we got to be ready to hear it.
That last track wasn't that bad.
I'm going to cry a lot because I'm sensitive, like JB on 444, or like Kanye on Danya, like I'm really opening up and letting you into my soul and how hard it is to be me, Drake, the most successful dude ever. And it's like, even though I have all the money, my heart is broken because all my friends are snakes. Like, that's like a trope. It's like, you can't trust nobody. It's very isolating. So it's like,
Like, Ian has like a surprisingly like hot take on Drake. I just wanted to say Triscuit's joke real quick. He said, "Why does Drake look like the mirror on Shrek?" If you guys have seen Shrek, he kind of does.
I've not seen that, so I forgot.
You probably would be happier driving your piece of shit car than being me, Drake. I'm so alone at my villa with these bitches.
You the only thing you're missing is like the droopy dog voice. Just like really close to what you're
doing. It's hard out here for a pig.
Do you love me?
Certified lover boy.
Got a better car than you could be fake, oh yeah. Got a better whip than you cause you're fake, oh yeah. I was on the grass and then I tricked the kids into buying my album. Then I rode the wave and I copied Wayne and I'm way more popular than everything. I'm popular. I got money. What you gonna do? Cause I'm bigger. I'm bigger than you. Cause I'm Drake. I'm Drake. I'm Drake.
I want to ask Lane a question.
I'm like listening to this with bated breath waiting for the next part.
Lane, you are a Weezy fan. And to me, Drake is a faggot. Sir. He was a child actor. He's like Justin Timberlake. But that was enough.
Well, I will take a credit. I will take credit. Lil Wayne is responsible for Drake, and I'm sorry. If that's what you want me to do, is apologize.
Yeah. That's how much Lil Wayne sucks. He's responsible for this.
No, that's how much Lil Wayne is good at making money. That he knew this kid would make $1 billion.
He saw a young ingenue. It was like Will Smith discovering Bert Kreischer. Everybody got a pimp a hoe. Lil Bow Wow. This is his prince.
Yeah, to me, he has Drake and the Queen of New York under his belt. He's doing pretty good.
I feel like he tricked people into thinking he was a rapper and he should just shut the fuck up and stay in his lane. But no, he turned into a patois speaking. Even when I was on Degrassi, I was moving coke in the basement. Like, no, I really am like Scarface, though. Like, I really am like Scarface. Yeah. And he loves just talking about how he got over. You can't be Drake. You can't be him.
I agree with most of what you're saying, Ian. The thing is, it's too late. Drake is the most famous rap musician in the world. And he will be Drake. Yeah, he will never not be Drake. Drake's never going to drop the bag or fuck it up. Drake's going to be around till you die.
He's 8 feet tall. He could beat the shit out of me. I'm insulting someone that could just tear me limb from limb.
He's been in the industry his whole life. He knows how to maneuver. Like, he's never going to get in trouble. Well, he might get in trouble. Maybe he'll get in trouble.
I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you.
But he makes so much money. Would they let him get in trouble?
They take that level of selling out and they turn it into something that's admirable. Like, man, he makes a song for everyone, never makes a wrong move. Isn't like everything is calculated before he shows it to you. Man, I wish I could be like him. Cold-blooded. That's no man to be. Fuck you, Drake.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I wanted to point out this whole time. Ian, you didn't even have to listen to the Drake album to make these songs.
Yeah, like, I know.
In no way, Shane. This is just you having fun making fun of Drake.
Like, it's like no Ian having like a take on John Oliver, but he's just going to talk about David Walsh for 3 minutes. He does all the extra research unnecessarily.
I had to make sure I was being authentic, and I knew what I was talking about.
Guys,
and he
was exactly.
the Royce and Lupe podcast. So let me set up this one time in the 90s when Royce the 5'9 beat a guy up. It's like, I think we can enjoy
Great.
The podcast.
I'm
not
coming
know
for
this
your
background.
Fucking soul. You're a light-skinned, fat-lipped soul. Watch your fucking back, Degrassi. If you got a classic song in there, I'll put a gun to my fucking head and blow my fucking brains out. You hear me? Maple syrup drinking sack of shit.
But I could talk down because I got more money than you. Cut your belt, nigga. But I go with it first. So then your girl plays my album and starts to twerk. That's right.
Is Drake all of a sudden like a Texas rapper in the 2000s? What's going
on?
Yeah,
Ian, you can tell Ian didn't listen to the album when he listened to it because he doesn't like, he's not mocking Drake's flow at all. He's just rapping.
It's just
the fact that he's rapping and he keeps saying Drake, and for some reason it's working perfectly.
I listened to his album on my way to work, and my whole time I'm at work, I'm writing Drake bars because he just does this like monosyllabic setup on
going,
fly.
And I'm Drake. Yeah,
wrote this song in my house, and I speak with my lips. They call it clout. Like, he just does this setup, and then the punchline is, "I'm better than you," and it's a selah pause. It should be in the Bible. But then when it actually came time to sit down and rap, I couldn't get my Jaeger bottle open. And so this is the work that you got. As I slithered like a snail on a slope.
This is the absolute like the best crit. Thing you could have done.
You bitch, I'm a phony ass nigga. I can fuck you, bitch. So just take that. Take that in your ass. You know that I am the man, your ass.
That is the kind of shit he talks where he's like, I'm a piece of shit and I could fuck your bitch. And you just got to eat that. Just eat that. That's the kind of piece of shit I am, that I will fuck your bitch as a piece of shit. Don't break eye contact, David. David, look at my eyes.
About how I have a better whip than you because I'm Drake and I'm but like if you a regular ass dude, you could bump that shit if you on your way to industry night to blow your whole paycheck on some bum bitch. And it's like,
now this is based on the Drake fans that I've met, which are all these like Playboy Playa dudes that work a regular ass job, and then as soon as like Thursday Friday comes, they throw in their whole paycheck at the industry night to buy a fruity drink for bitch.
Drake fans is like the kid in the mall that works at the T-Mobile booth.
Right. He's like,
he has a real job.
Foot Locker guy, yeah.
Yeah, Foot Locker guy. He sleeps in his car and does coke in the morning so he can make his sales. Yeah, I've met him.
But it's that audience that's a piece of shit, but because Drake is successful, they feel like it's okay to be that piece of shit person that they are. I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, those are those people that are like, if you really get them talking, they're like, yeah, you feel me? I don't do nothing for nobody that can't do nothing for me. You know, I ain't got time for all niggas. It's like, damn, bro, remind me to never do nothing with you, fucking piece of shit. Jesus.
I put a lot of things for a bitch, but I won't do a goddamn thing for the homies. The dummies.
Not a damn thing. Shout I won't be wasting my time kicking it with dudes. All right. All right, little fucking bitch. I see how it is.
Dude, you can bump that shit if you on your way to industry night, blow your whole paycheck.
You want
to
go LARP as Drake?
Like, full fucking bitch retard. Prime basically had the same body as the bitches.
This is about Italians.
This is
chain wearing, sweater wearing, fucking Guido pieces of shit. You know who you are.
Bitches is basically bitches. Like, you probably fucking the same level of bitches I'm fucking, but it's like, you should throw all your money away on some superficial shit and pretend to be me, even though I got plenty of money in reserve, and you basically throw away all your finances. Like, just go ahead and pretend to be me, and that way I can pretend to be your dad, and I can raise you, even though I don't raise my own kids.
These are really deep cut references.
He brags about being a good co-parent. Has a song about it. It's like,
did he do that? I don't listen to Drake, so I didn't realize he ever acknowledged the kid thing.
Your kid ain't in your life 7 days a week, you ain't shit. I don't care if you ain't got a daddy. It ain't that hard to figure out.
I had a kid and tried to hide it. Now I'm talking about it.
You are hiding a child.
I like that he just leaned into the bit. That's kind of funny. He's like, fine, whatever. I have a kid. You caught me. You caught me red-handed.
My album covers pregnant bitches. I'm petty.
You talking about Drake trying to hide his child from the world, but the world want to hide his child from Drake?
And Soulja Boy.
Take off the clothes, that's how I feel intimacy. Just talk. Take off the clothes of my dick. I don't really like you, but that's okay. I don't like myself. Just gonna have sex with you so I can feel connected to another person. It's dominance and intimacy, and I got no equanimity. I just know we do to who needs to fuck. So let me let you up the drawers, and I will.
I like. I actually like Ian's Drake songs. I'm like not getting bored of this at all. There's a lot more left.
I'd rather listen to Ian's Drake album than
the
Drake
than the actual. I haven't. This is better than the new album that just came out. I say you upload this to YouTube.
This is the Dante Nero rational male mindset that women aren't people. They're background players in the movie of you. You're the important thing. And I've been this guy in my early 20s. I know what Drake is, where he just fucks bitches to try and feel connection. But then once he busts that nut, he's back to being alone because he's a fucking piece of shit that never knew learned how to grow emotionally. Yeah. I'm calling you out, Drake, and your fucking soft emotions. Pickle Rick.
Because you are probably poor and I am not. Because I am Drake and my status means I should be alone and pathetic and not have anyone in my life. Everybody knows me or loves me.
There he goes crying in the shower again. Fucking no button over here.
Producer Royce. We've now reached my preferred area of meta. This is exactly how deep I like it to go.
Guys, you gotta figure out who Mo is. It's fantastic.
Yeah, their song is about how it's lonely at the top because I'm Drake. It's like I'm very lonely and I cry a lot and I'm very insecure as a man. And I wish I could talk to you about how to overcome your trials and tribulations as a man. But even though I'm 43 and I'm successful, I never figured out how to be a human being. But, you know, that's just
a perpetual victim of yourself.
That's the real shit, is being a grown man who's basically a child in his mind and his emotions.
This is what Royce the 5'9 was talking about when he said he had delayed development, that he got famous at 19 like Lupe, and it made him weird because he never fucking went through the real life things that force you to mature as a human being.
Yeah, skaters have the same problem. When I meet pro skaters, it's impossible to have regular conversations with them because they literally don't know shit about anything.
It's like a form
pro
of
skater's
autism.
Never had a job. A pro skater's never graduated high school. Like, there's a lot of shit they don't know anything about. A lot of pro skaters don't know how to drive.
Everyone who's extremely good at anything, like even athletes especially, they're basically nerds. They're basically
basketball players are complete nerds. Like basketball players, like people hate kicking it with basketball players, like real basketball players, like they're the squarest, like most uncomfortable in their bodies. They're way too tall in the room. Like no one likes hanging out with a basketball ass nigga.
Talk to like a break dancer. Like they love break dancing at like parties, but then they don't want to talk to no one because they'd rather be alone in their garage flipping off their back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nerds. That's what they want to play Dungeons and Dragons. You know what I'm saying?
LeBron James feels funny about police killings.
What kind of life is it? Shout out to Candyman. It's very woke. Find out about the crime and the white people. What kind of life is it when you've devoted yourself to LARPing as a Rolo Tomasi character where it's like, I tricked a bitch with this, now I just got to keep up the con. Now I just have to be a guy in a band for the next 72 years and I can keep this heifer happy.
Kenny, come back. I just remembered Kenny. I was supposed to show you something. Kenny, get in here. Someone go get Kenny. It is about Kenny. And Kenny had a segment coming up, but he doesn't like the Drake. Kenny, we'll take a break from Drake if you come back.
Well, actually, I need to show you something, Kenny.
Drake's actually the Drake album.
he doesn't see the bit at all, no, the humor in this. I played the video and muted my mic because I'm an amateur.
Right, Kevin. That's an excuse to be a piece of shit for your entire fucking life. Like you could be a piece of shit and it's okay because I'm a piece of shit too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I am Drake. So I could do a remix because I am Drake. And that means that I am great. I'm basically Biggie Smalls, Tupac, and Nas. I am great. You know why? Because I am Drake, and I'm great. And I'm
bars,
bitch. And I'm
damn.
I can't believe you said it on the album.
Surprisingly good bit.
Thank God, because it's 9 minutes long and has a follow-up.
I like to imagine Drake's just somewhere watching this going like, this motherfucker uploaded this the same day I dropped my album. Like, he's genuinely
pissed off. Yeah. Spoiled his fucking parade and shit.
Who the fuck is Ian Ellison?
Drake searched his album a little too fast before the algorithm could work and he found this.
Who's the guy that's like, in another one?
DJ Khaled.
He's calling up DJ Khaled. He's like, DJ Khaled, they're calling me a robot spider that talks about being a robot spider but doesn't do no robot spider shit. What the fuck is that about? And another one.
And I'm great, bitch.
I didn't mean to press it, but that worked.
And maybe I cry a lot, but who cares? Because I am Drake.
Okay. You tell me Royce was featured on this song. Royce had a verse, okay.
In the shower, crying a lot because my friends are snakes. That's a trope. And you heard it a lot that you can't trust nobody. It's very isolating. But that's okay because I like to sow those seeds where you can't trust nobody. Don't trust nobody. Don't have intimacy. Just be alone. Then you can't be successful and cry like me. Because I am Drake. I am Drake. Yo, I am Drake.
Oh, wait.
Don't act like you didn't hear right, banger. They're twerking to this right now.
I'm not even gonna lie. I Am Drake remix is a fucking banger. That's a hit. I need that whole song for future shows.
I am Drake.
Cheese is panties or what? People are doing fentanyl to this song right now.
This motherfucker's overdosing to this.
Last track I'm gonna share for free, but that was about how I am Drake.
Oh yeah, you don't say.
I like the commentary.
It's so deep. He's so fucking deep. He's like a prophet.
Just like him. You could be a piece of shit human being that like doesn't have intimacy or take care of his kids or have lasting long relationships. You could be a rational male. You could just blame women for all your problems because you know you're not wrong. You're dope. You're fucking Drake. But you're not Drake. I'm Drake. I'm Drake because I got your money. And you just a broke motherfucker that gives me money. But you could be just like me, kinda, as you play my songs and drive in the car. You can pretend to be me, but you're not. I'm Drake. I'm the only Drake parent. I'm Drake, nigga. But yeah, bitches ain't shit. Yeah, you know why I blame women for
Drake's
all
very
all
insecure.
The way that I would esoterically run this bit into the ground, and it would just turn into just Drake telling everyone about how he's Drake. That's all he needs to do. Like, there doesn't need to be any rapping. There doesn't need to be any stories. It just needs to be Drake going around telling different people that he is in fact Drake. That's the gold nugget of the bit.
He's Drake, and you probably have less money than him.
Yeah, chances are he fucks badder bitches than you, and you have less money than him because he's Drake.
Listen, I considered making this a 45-minute long production, just dropping a full I Am Drake mixtape, where the bit was just how long it went on for. So thank you for making it through this long-ass fucking bit. There is a brief follow-up that brings us into Kenny TV.
Kenny, get back in here.
We're done. See, that track was produced by Dr. McNugget, KFC, on a new rap app where you can challenge strangers on the internet.
I see. I wouldn't have got that if you hadn't have pot-awfled it, so thank you.
Yuck. You get it, though?
All right, so there is a part two to this. We can watch it, I guess, if Kenny's going to ignore us.
Yo, I am Drake. I am Drake. You better lock that down or you are fake. Lock that down. Original remix, because I am Drake.
Where is the second part of this? I'm way too far back. Hold on.
It's labeled Drake 2.
There it
is. Now you had the appropriate response. I'm hoping Ozzy Ellis will pick that up and make some magic. Let's get some bangers flowing out of this show.
I am Drake.
I'm
going to be saying that for the rest of the week. I'm going to be going around my head every time, just be like, I am Drake. I am Drake. I am Drake.
My friends are snakes.
Is he Drake?
They're snakes. No, I'm Drake.
Wait, I'm the snake, or am I Drake?
You're Drake.
I'm
gonna
get so confused when these fucking mushrooms hit.
Guys, Drake is the mantra. All right, the next time your bitch is tripping, you just go, I'm Drake. Why would you talk to me like that? I'm Drake.
What do you mean? I'm Drake. I'm gonna
next girl that matches with me on a dating app, I'm just gonna hit her like, I am Drake.
Isn't that something?
If that works,
I'm Drake.
Isn't it something? I'm Drake. That's so fucking stupid. Oh my god.
How did Drake the irrational female? How did Drake a bitch?
Oh, Draco Tomasi?
Player, have you ever draked a bitch? I draked them straight to the bedroom.
We got a minute and 48 seconds of part two now.
Because he drank, he thought I was done, but I got another one back to back. Yo, this song is called Wish List. It's about shit I would buy if I was a broke nigga. I'm not, because I'm Drake. But if I was, it's Drake. Multi-surface cleaner.
What?
That's how I keep it cleaner. Sam Haynes, volume 3. That's the best. Volume 2, me Fedora. For me and my bitch.
Spicy.
We can share that shit. Idiot. By David Bowie. Heinz, ketchup, and some Oster. Cause I like to feed my bitch my hot dog. My little hot dog. And Paul McCartney. Summer 2009. Don't even come to me with that 2020 shit. 2009. Some hair loss. Open shampoo. Some hair loss. Open shampoo. Let's turn the page. Turn it around. Tobacco Road is a paperback because I read books on the Joan. Made to Japan by a star in Deep Purple. Hellraiser book. I want the whole motherfucking collection, volume 1, 2, 3, and 4. If they got more Hellraiser, I want some more in Dark Water, volume 1 and 2. We gonna sit there and watch them do them. I'll read books. Watch movies too, set the night on fire in the collective works of Jim Morris. There's a nigga dude, too much whore, it's my business, boo. Anyway, go sit with me, cause I'm a.
I'm okay, so Ian, day one, first impressions, I gotta say, I am considering asking Drake to be the new co-host of With Apologies. Just that's where my mind's at now. I'm not saying I'll feel that way in 8 months, but that's what I'm contemplating.
You're just gonna stab me in the heart, you fucking serpent, like a fucking stingray swimming with Steve Irwin. You're just gonna throw your tail right into my fucking heart.
Yeah, I agree with Trisket underscore. I think we may have to hear from Drake again in the future, in case we forget who Drake is. All right. Well, that was the Drake bit, everybody. I like that.
Drake. I like Drake.
My man.
Opening up my show prep here because Kenny isn't here. I got to show Kenny something.
There was a thing from last week. It was a Reddit link. There's a new comedian who has posted his set, and he would like some feedback. Some feedback.
Oh, I think we can do that.
And I think we might have to, you know, take this young ingenue under our wing, give him a little hack court, give him a fair shot.
All right. Well, I told Kenny to get in here, and then I'm finding this link.
We're sure he won't be canceled. The Ten Lings. Hey, we should take Shang-Chi and make it gay. Yeah, the ten buttholes. the fucking with the little tiny.
So is Shane Gillis really in that movie, or did you make that up?
Fucking Fox Johnson's is in the movies.
Shane Gillis can't gay. Be in the movie. I don't know why I'm such an idiot.
He wears Shane a dress.
More of the movie just because he inserted it.
Yeah, he's Thanos. See, he's fat now, like Thor.
Exactly.
Did I fucking scroll past it again?
The critical drinker reviewed Shang-Chi and said it was a mess. Shout out.
What video am I looking for, Ian?
You're looking for a Reddit link to a young comedian that wants to share his
Why. It's that Reddit link. Okay, I got you now.
That or we're just going to revisit David Walsh's girlfriend getting fucked by a potato again and again.
Sorry, there's so much stuff in show prep.
Mersh got fat. Fatter.
This is from last week. That's why I can't find it. It's from last week, isn't it?
The Theo Vaughn thing is very funny. And Lupe Fiasco related.
Oh my god, I don't know if I'm in the wrong fucking place now, if I've been scrolling way too far.
I think you're in the Matrix, just winding through the source code.
Oh, that's clicking on the wrong button.
Cosmic, would you like to fill us in on something while I go grab some water and use the washroom?
Sure, go ahead.
Actually, I want to correct you because I'm going to rebuke you, Cosmic. On your last show, not Cosmic Cam, which is live every Thursday night, you said, you know, sometimes you meet these fifis off the internet and they look at you and they're all starry-eyed and see you as a celebrity. And we're not. We're just regular guys. I would like to rebuke you in the name of Jesus. If you meet me, you better pretend that you're meeting Drake, Jesus, and Kanye at the same goddamn time. Bitches, I am a celebrity, and your panties will be wet when they're in my goddamn presence. You understand me, you trifling assholes?
All right, Ian, you disagree. You think I do deserve the celebrity status. I should be starry-eyed. Or they should be starry-eyed.
I don't take a shower for a regular dude.
R/stand-up, everybody, doing comedy for a few months, and I'm looking for some feedback on my closing joke. I'm thick-skinned and just want to get better. Thanks.
Well, I'm glad you
asked. You know he must not, yeah. Definitely not going to get offended by anything. Where is this joke at? Oh,
is that video?
This is
a picture.
I thought it was a picture, too. Okay, I hate Reddit.
I don't understand.
Well, guys, as somebody who sees comedy as a formula like physics, I would like you to let me know if I'm checking boxes. All right, get out your calculators and your dividers and your projectors, and we're going to go through this line by line.
I'll get my clipboard and start checking boxes. Let's see. Oh, we can't hear it, Bell. Unmute yourself, Bell, and it doesn't work if you're muted.
No, it's I was muted because this thing isn't playing audio. I don't know where the audio is. Oh, it starts out muted. All right, okay. Hold on. This isn't a YouTube video. This is like a Daily Motion video because people on Reddit are weird.
Yeah. I see we lost our oral surgeon for tonight. That's right.
I think he'll be back, Kenny. Although, wouldn't you know it, why the fuck isn't... What the fuck is going on?
What's wrong, Bell?
My computer's not charging. There it is. That was about to be a big problem. All right. Well, Ian's left to the bathroom. I think he'll be back. Let's go ahead and listen to this joke a little bit. And Ian will want to listen to it when he comes back, I'm sure.
My son was being bullied in the corner. And the school was thinking about it. So I marched up to the school.
I can't really understand.
Yeah, I can barely understand it either. That's why he put the subtitles in. Wow. Here, let me lower the complaints box real quick so people can read his dumb subtitles. Ian's fucking podcast really sounds better than this.
I don't get the joke.
Okay, so his kid got in trouble was bullied.
You know, Cosmic is a comedian. You could mute the audio and Cosmic could perform these hot bits.
Yeah, I'm not a strong reader. Go ahead, Bella. You got it.
Yeah. There, Ian goes volunteering people again.
So, I marched up to the school and at a public school meeting, the superintendent came by and he called me out and said, "Why are you marching up to the school?"
Wait, did he just dox the superintendent?
Believe so.
Wait, hold on. Guy. Why did my TV just turn off? What the fuck?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Everything's falling apart for you tonight.
So you know what's crazy about Jews? Why did it
just fucking turn off? Dude, what is that? Oh, shit. The power just went out.
I think
what the fuck?
I think your IT guy's like, I'm going to
say
this
God.
Guy. Snake. Fucking.
It's only by the grace of my laptop and Wi-Fi the show is still on.
The Wi-Fi might fall out soon if it's... Right?
I'm going to be on a delay here. Oh, there's the audio input capture is up. Oh my God, the fucking power went out. What a joke. All right, we're back. Guys, make sure if you live in California, make sure to vote yes on recalling this faggot Gavin Newsom. I'm so tired of this fucking shit, bro. I swear to God, I'm gonna fucking move soon. I'm over this. This is fucking dumb.
I like that meme you posted where it was like Harry Potter, like, why is it always you three? California, Texas, and Florida.
Yeah,
why is it always you guys?
Always the ones in the
news. All for Kevin Paffra.
No, Larry Elders.
No, fuck Larry Elders. This one's fucking, he's black.
Yeah, that's why California won't vote him in.
Now, this is
the black governor, and they don't want that in Cali. Fucking right.
This is the undercover secret stream now. Everyone that doesn't really like us left, and the people that are super tryhards are the ones that are still here. Now, we're going to out all of you as super fans now.
Yep.
So don't you dare say a word.
I've crunched the numbers.
Your real name.
No one's in
crunched the numbers. We have about 20 people that listen to the show. I'm not going to say they enjoy it, but they're there.
They are there. It's all right, Ian. I have a good feeling about the Drake. We just needed to get away from the Lou Bane Roy stuff. That was literally driving people away from the show.
Trailer for the new Bam footage, or is that not in the works?
There is no new Bam. They took him out of the movie, Kenny.
I thought you were going to show Kenny something. Wait, what about the TV?
I am going to show Kenny something.
Did you replug in the TV?
Yes, the TV is back.
All right. Did you pull it in and out and blow on it? And did you cuss at it and call it a dumb piece of shit?
I got green bars on OBS.
Bars, son. What are you, Drake?
And then
this show belongs in the Bible.
Listening to some dad do dad comedy.
What up,
Tangillis?
In the house.
What up, G? Pull up.
Tangilly.
He's like, I'm being censored as well. I'm on my way to Susan's house. If you want to meet me at these coordinates, we can pull it off.
What the fuck? Why is it showing? It's showing the wrong thing on Discord. Oh, it's because I full screened it.
Gay porn collection. Sorry.
Ian gave it to me. Why is it showing the wrong thing?
Hold on. Don't worry, we'll work. Oh God! This,
oh wait, did the power break? Did it break?
Guys, this has been a wonderful episode of With Apologies.
It broke OBS. Yeah. So, hold on, let me read. No, I got this. You shut up, Ian.
Okay, we're going, Ian.
This let's is do a copy.
You're never supposed to see this side of the screen.
Paste. Nope, that didn't work. Delete. Guys, I don't think Discord is meant to operate during power outage.
If you want quality streaming, check out Hipstar and Plant Man.
The guy that points the videos off of his TV so he can't hear the audio.
3D Al, he recently got fired from his job for not taking the poke.
Did he?
So support the 3D Al. I still think you should take the poke, but you know, be strong. Hope you recover. You're still my guy.
I just want to point out, we would have not have missed a beat if we were on StreamYards because it would have just been a Bellin problem.
Yeah, but we also wouldn't have had to have over six people in, and I would have left you and StreamYards backstage for like 15, 20 minutes before I realized you were there.
Helen
would have never gotten back in.
Can we do that? See? It sounds fantastic, Wayne. That's a plan.
I reset it. It's all fixed now. And you know what? Let me go ahead and try this. Default. Okay. Well, that's why the audio is not working right there.
I can't believe I smoked for this. I was so excited. Fucks on Johnson's. I salute you, bro. Right,
I'll do that later. I just figured out why the audio wasn't working, and I'll fix it later.
You ain't got the answers, Bell.
I'm finding them against all odds and with all of my co-hosts conspiring against me. I'm slowly figuring it out.
Cool boy Ian Ellis.
In school, Helen did. Where you guys doctor?
Ian Ellis and Ozzy Ellis, the Three Kings show, coming to you next week.
Yeah, that has never happened. Yeah, keep on talking about.
Oh, what's that?
All right, his son is being bullied in junior high, guys. Let me go ahead put it up on screen.
Bella, are we really getting back to this? I wanted to see the Kenny video.
Oh, yeah, the Kenny video. I just wanted to see if this was working.
So I'm not sure if it's Pixar or Disney.
What the fuck? It was just up here.
There's a new movie coming out called Wrong Gone Wrong about an AI that's a little potato-y, a little townsy. It's heartwarming. There's also a show on Netflix called Shark Dog. He's adorable. Okay. Can't wait to buy my kid a Shark Dog.
There it is.
Put a shark bite on it.
All right. I got a video for you, Kenny. A friend sent this to me. Let me see. Where is it?
I am Drake.
Oh, it's on my phone. Let me go and check my phone DMs.
You know, if you're ever worried about the FBI coming after you, I actually met an undercover the other day. I met him at the Turtle Park. You know, with real deep throat energy. And he said to me, Ian, there's no such thing as going fully off the grid, because if you so much as walk past somebody taking a selfie, I will have your, I think he called it geolocation. It's like the face scanning invasiveness technology is that fucking ruthless, then unless you're going to live in the woods for real, there's no such thing as hiding from us.
No. This was an agent.
This isn't even anything to watch.
Even they couldn't find a producer that could run this show well with all of their goddamn resources.
So,
hey, Ian, I'm an undercover FBI agent. I know you're a comedian.
Yeah,
Starfish.
He was talking to Baked Alaska after he threatened Mersh.
Yeah.
All right. So I got this message today left by your friend Adam, Kenny.
What friend Adam?
He says he's your friend.
Yeah, and that being on fucking fantasy football, I'll find fantasy football so interesting that I'm going to do another year. I want a real draft. You said we play for money. It's against this religion.
This is a mob boss?
And lots of people never fix their lineups. So, no. I want to play. And I want to play. Yeah, so no. Why do you need me? Jennifer went her entire
is this Epstein Island tapes?
All by herself. So you're in alone. Yep. Call me a million times tomorrow, and I'm not doing this because my friend years and years ago that I went to high school with, Adam, did a fantasy football off Broadway play.
I blew him in the sandwich.
I didn't listen to this. It's a message from Kenny about Adam to someone else. Kenny, you're being a little snooty about that fantasy football league. What's wrong with fantasy football, bud?
We didn't go to the band camp. We threw crap behind the bleachers.
I don't really care about fantasy football.
Kenny came up with like a list of good reasons to justify why he was leaving the league. Like, you have Jennifer. What do you need me for, douche? And like they've convinced him the whole linchpin to the thing is Kenny being involved. And it is. Yeah. It is for sure the linchpin.
Kenny, were you screaming at mybookie.com, which you can use promotional code COMETOWN to save 20% on your first booking because they duped you out of your hard-earned money?
No.
Did they take your WIC stamps?
No, I wanted to play fantasy football for money, and nobody did. I said, all right, I'm out.
This is a man who can't afford ketchup and mustard. Went out here a young hustler. Fitty. You're not going to put 15K on it, then what the fuck are we doing here?
No, it's like, it'd be different if we all lived near each other and we got to be in the same room and play. It'd be better.
And if you could film something like the league, that would be fantastic.
You see, if we could be like the league, all watch the games together and then be like, you lost, suck it, loser. It would be better since we're all in a different place. We ain't playing for money. Don't feel like playing.
It's like you can't even suck Adam's dick because he's in a different room.
No.
Yeah.
He did a play called Fantasy about Fantasy Football. That's all I was talking about.
So this is like sci-fi fan fiction about football?
I don't know. It was Fantasy Football the Musical. It's pretty funny.
That's why you're saving your vocals. I got it. You're auditioning for Adam's play.
No, his play already happened a
while ago. Y'all me for the low.
No, you.
Kenny, can you sing you about how the... Kenny, can you sing about something?
No.
Like the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain?
No.
Can you give us a cover of Drake? Like a more punk rock version of I Am Drake?
Why would I do
he
that?
He didn't listen.
How do I beatbox what the fuck do you listen to? Mighty Boss Tones? All right, here, I'm going to be the horn section, and then you come in and sing about how you're Drake. Come on. I am Drake.
Kenny? Nothing?
This is about Adam.
So why are you mad? Why? What was this? This was a voicemail you left to somebody, Kenny?
Threatening voicemail. This is like a cancel from Jeopardy.
I know, right? You talked about women and Jews. You can't be on the league anymore.
I told you about betting with those hook nodes.
Kenny, you have 1,000 excuses not to have fun. I don't like it. Your friends are trying to
be on the remix.
What's wrong, Kenny? Potato got your tongue? Kenny.
You're going to lock up like this when you meet David Walsh's girlfriend?
All right, I'm back, guys. I had to talk to somebody for a bit. Is Kenny not a fan of the fantasy football segment? Kenny, tell us about your team.
Yeah. Talk to us.
Kenny, you're giving me the impression that you're not a fan of fantasy football, and since you're in the league, I find that hard to believe.
Kenny, I don't like not being acknowledged. Answer my question.
Kenny, I got 20 more minutes before I quit this show. It's the last episode. Get up here.
Oh, did he leave? Oh, I thought he was here. I thought he was Dr. McNugget.
I forgot
what was going on.
Let's go to Theo Von.
Theo Von is talking about that faggot Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
We're a political show now. I blame the left.
Me too.
Fucking with their ideas.
And their fucking sensitivity. I hate it.
Dude, I just heard that Gavin Newsom.
Hey, hold on. What?
You gotta love how Theo's an authentic Southern hick. Like, he's not putting it on.
I'd be doing that.
This is like Royce to 5'9" having an opinion. It's just like some dude told you something and you're like, I gotta tell the people. Did they know?
Dude, I just heard that Gavinor Newsom.
Gavinor Newsom. I need that drop. I'm saving this. I need that drop.
That's going right in best, stupid.
Made the best banana mayo sandwiches.
All right, got that done. Now let's go back to the clip.
What's like I'm looking at a plane.
Okay.
Full swords. So they can better defend themselves and take care of themselves.
All right, hold on. I don't know what he said. Just stop. Just shut up. Just shut up for a second.
Swords.
You missed it.
Wants to give homeless people swords so they can better.
I have not heard this.
And take care of themselves in the wild.
No one's told me this. I didn't vote on this. No one's brought it up to me. I can tell you right now, if homeless people get swords, gun shooting's going to go up a lot. So don't give them swords. I know people that'll be at the river hunting bums if they get swords. So please don't do that.
Do you have one of those states where, if you don't steal, if you keep it under $300, it's not a felony? So the homeless are just running amok.
$600, yeah, yeah. If you had $600, not
give them swords.
People just lick things all the time.
What? Are you gonna arm?
Theo's Theo's one of those guys that's naturally on weed. Like he never needed to smoke weed. He's just like that by default.
Homeless people.
Those dirty people Joe Rogan hates?
It's broken his brain.
Got a battle, fucking Lady Guinevere. Every time I want to take my recycling out, I got to fucking battle some dope-ass Lancelot.
Is it going to be Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, I fucking have not heard that. I pray to God that's not true. I'm not working to look it up. Yes, do you have a big bit on swords, Ian?
I've met LA's homeless and they do not need swords. It is just like mentally ill people that were released into the wild.
I'm looking in. It's not like
Joe Biden didn't announce it. They didn't give him swords. Lupe Fiasco really got through to him. Swords have been an important part of society since the dawn of war. Swords. It's gonna be
Wait. Okay. Unveils $12 billion plan.
$12 billion to give them swords.
Okay. This is from January 21st, so I know Ian's very topical.
If there's some sort of like society is crumbling, there you feel there's gonna be some sort of civil war, you're arming these people. Why are you arming them for Armageddon? How bad is it about to get?
I'm looking for any mention of a sword in here. I have to F3 this. Oh,
is Gavin Newsom someone that's like never seen the poor?
Well, he lives in Sacramento, so he's definitely seen the poor. It's not like we don't have poor here.
Red Bar had a great bit about how like nobody is poor.
Cosmic
for the
was offended
reasons.
By all the homeless talking. In, so.
He's out there traveling.
Oh, he's
better get his sword. You getting your sword, Cosmic?
I'm getting my sword ready for the fucking Golden Gate fucking park battle and shit. The Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, the homeless people will fight each other for sleeping spots in that park. And I'm like, bro, there's no reason for this. You people are just mentally ill. Like, it's weird.
The sword, this is a way of lowering the gun rates. Give them another way to, you got to juke the system. We got to lower the stats. The stabbings have gone up. It's incredible. We don't know where it came from.
Well, Texas got rid of gun regulations, so maybe Gavin Newsom's just trying to, you know, tip his toes in the water.
Reddit is actually talking about this video specifically with a bunch of people being like, wait, when did Gavin give people swords?
He just said it stupidly at like a press thing, like, we got to help these people be safe. Give them mace or knives or swords or something. Like, I feel like that's what it was.
I think Theo may be a bit of a...
No, 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 no. Gavin Newsom's walked out to the press conference. He had on a cape and a crown.
He came looking like a samurai. He came out dressed like a samurai.
Stuck his sword into the table and said, any questions?
Yeah, he jammed it into the podium. I don't think that's going to work, Gavin. It's going to work.
Ian, why are you and your comedian friends unable to keep up with what's going on in the world? Like, what is it that makes comedians so out of touch?
Because we get our news from comedians. It's
but then
trickle
I thought
down.
Comedians don't watch comedy. Is it because you guys don't watch anything? Because you're so busy being creative
that you couldn't possibly have time to consume someone else's art, you pretentious fucks.
This is part of getting old, is you find a lane, a bubble to be in, and you have no idea what's going on outside of your bubble.
Please don't.
Hey, it's Drake. I could be inside of you whether you like it or not.
There we go.
I'm in your brain. I like
the new format of the show. We throw it to Drake every once in a while. What else do we have, Ian? I believe that swords thing is a bit.
Well, yeah, people come to us for real reporting. Every video we show you.
Sorry. We got Gavin or Newsom out of it. That's pretty awesome. What else is on here? Oh, your friend's podcast. He asked us specifically not to watch on the show because otherwise we'd go out and harass him. Do you want to watch that since you put it in show prep?
You want to end with one of his time lapses. I want to introduce you guys to Matt. He's a young streamer coming to the game. I like him. I think you're going to find him very entertaining. Be nice to him. Don't be a dickhead. But if you are a dickhead, he knows black magic and kung fu, and he will beat you up.
I know kung fu. Sorry.
I don't even think he's been any real kung fu fights, Ian.
Everybody was.
Does it really obscure?
Well, you know, you better be right. Don't let him catch you slipping, because if you slacking on the slope, he's gonna lay you out.
All right, time.
He's out there. He's checking boxes and tins.
I don't need the audio for this because I'm just gonna get fucking flagged. So let's just put it on mute. This is your friend putting together his podcast. Well, it's a song, Ian. What am I supposed to do?
You're real quick to mute when you can lose your monetization. You get things working real quick when money's involved.
Ian, the streams get demonetized no matter what.
Yeah, every time. Yeah.
Every single time. I just want the video to exist. It would be nice.
As soon as I said a Haitian bitch in a kike walk into a bar.
Yeah, it was over. As soon as Pete Ard came on air, all hope of
we got red badged immediately.
You don't feel like I'm going to get Jeopardy or SNL?
My analytics say the outlook is unlikely. I don't know why I paused your friend's time lapse when there's no audio point. I thought maybe you were going to tell me there was something important that was going to happen.
This is Matt setting up his studio. I like time lapse videos. I like Cosmic's washing windows video. I like Helen eating food. Guys, it's a show and tell. I want everyone to make more videos.
Did he
come show them with us?
Did he go out and rent a studio in like a fucking office space?
I'm going to guess that the place where he works was just like, yeah, you can use that office. We're not doing anything. And he's like, okay, cool. I'm going to paint the walls and fucking hang stuff from the ceiling. And he goes nuts.
I really hate it when people start a podcast and they like – go all in way too fast. Like, give us episodes 1 through 20 before you build the studio. Like, let's start. Is anyone asking to hear it or to see it? Let's do that first.
When you're in a band and you start designing the t-shirts before making songs.
Yeah. Bro, I know so many SoundCloud rappers that try to get me to buy their shirts. I'm like, bro, I've never heard your music in my life. What do you mean buy your shirt?
Well, I got a single out, bro.
Local artists, man. Who are you?
Lane, because we're on Discord, I can magically navigate around my phone and I can link you.
Isn't that something?
That is good.
You can be on Discord and talk and do stuff at the same time. So you can help produce the show that you're talking about. Isn't it something?
I think you can navigate on StreamYards, but it's a little iffy.
It's slow, and it sometimes it disconnects you.
I linked you to the first episode of Matt's podcast. It's only 11 minutes long, and he talks that crypto talk. So if we have Young Money, Helen DeKeller, in here, we can.
What's up, good?
You know,
what's up, G-Fam? What's up, baby
Get our Doge hand, our diamond hands. Get our CoffeeZilla mugs out.
Hey, Helen, can I just tell you that because of that fucking what Anthony Jeselnik video and then you, I've been hate watching Tim Dillon because I think he stole all our bits, like literally all of our bits. Like,
well, next week he's gonna be going, "Hey, I'm Drake."
He stole CEO's demeanor. He stole fake business, which I've been doing fake business since I was fucking a teenager. So
this is a great bit.
I've been doing fake business my whole. What is this? Fake business? This is fake business. I've been doing fake business since at least 2018.
He stole fake business.
Well, he literally has been doing fake business since like a decade ago. I don't know. I think you were somehow consciously unaware.
All right.
I am very familiar with my fake business.
Explain his new Kelshake video.
Lane, you.
Oh, shit. All right. You might have a point. If he does a Kelshake video, we might have some litigation to fucking have.
No, he fucking stole our crypto talk too, Helen. We were joking that we were the crypto guys now before we knew who it was.
He was invited by the Winklevoss twins to go.
It's because he's famous.
Well, it's not because he thought of it. He's been preaching to Whitney Cummings for a long time, saying you gotta buy like for like a couple months. You gotta buy one Bitcoin. He's telling everyone buy one Bitcoin. It's gonna be worth it. Buy a Bitcoin.
Well, actually, yeah, I was in this before George Floyd. Fucking stop it.
Oh,
dude.
UGF. No, he stole our bits. He stole our money bits. And I think he owes us some Bitcoin, Helen. So
you're calling him.
Until Tim Dillon pays up, he's an energy
vulture.
I can't even call him a thief.
And Helen doesn't want to step on any toes. Why do you think he fucking dipped out on the Gavin Newsom fucking bit?
I didn't even catch that. I don't want to be a part of that.
Soon God forbid. Gordy and White failed at life.
That's right, Kenny.
Welcome back. Bullshit. That's right.
Where did you send this thing, Ian?
I sent you a link tree so that you can find the podcast, which I put
on
Spotify.
Oh, you DM'd me a link tree?
I put it in show prep.
Okay.
And I'm going to message Matt and see if he wants to come on. He has been on the show before.
You put nothing in show prep, or is it up for hire?
Oh, it's in Spud's Buds.
There you go.
Ian really should be harassing Tim Dillon, because Tim Dillon reads every one of his Twitter like comments. Ian should be harassing Tim Dillon.
Ian to be somewhat relevant.
I mean, Ian does it with Lupe, whatever the fuck, Rupee and Royce.
I want to bring it to the
Lupe Fiasco.
Tim Dillon, I'm here for your fucking cholesterol. We're going to get you thin, you fat fuck.
The Maybe Matthew podcast time lapse. Okay, that link tree did not help.
You want the one to the podcast.
I'm coming to your guy, Apple.
I won't rest until you're drinking kale and milk smoothies.
It's always a good start when your podcast is difficult to listen to. Ian, tell him that. Tell him that he's off to a good start.
I told him the podcasts are dead and that he should just be a fucking streamer. Like, we
if
come
your
from
podcast
this...
isn't on YouTube, your podcast doesn't exist. Joe Rogan found that out the hard way.
We come from this world where I thought like a podcast was a thing to have, and like the technology has passed me by, and I'm just clinging to this dead medium.
You refuse to go on Twitch and show your tits.
Yeah.
One of these days, people are gonna know what Podbean is.
Yeah, I'm not telling out. On. You keep saying it. One day,
my pod hands are strong. All right, pod is going straight to the moon.
Ian waited out the Podbean shit so long, I can't even go back and make clips of his old episodes anymore because it doesn't let you download them from Podbean. Like, they removed that feature because they didn't want to store all the podcasts. And so there's so much shit that Ian's like, remember that? I'm like, well, good luck finding it. I can't listen to it.
Even they know this technology is dead. They're like, this is just going to be...
After I die, you will have 1 year to download the archives before the account expires, and they just delete me from the internet.
But
subscribe
we'll
to the Chicago Open Mic
LLC,
channel.
Ian Ellis.
I'll ask people, who was Ian Ellis?
Oh, he did a 5-minute podcast. That's going to catch on.
Not even I know anymore. I'll be asking people that.
Thanks for coming back, stopping by for the reintroduction episode to the Maybe Matthew podcast. This is Maybe Matthew.
This is good.
He's going to refer to himself as Maybe Matthew for the next 5 minutes, isn't he?
I am Drake. He's got big dick energy. He's coming in. He's a wolf.
Ian Ellis. I'm Drake.
He kind of sounds like a fucking... like a
professional Rex, like a stuffy Rex.
Okay, I just wanted to take a second and make it.
Yeah, he does.
He is kind of like if Rex and Cosmic had a kid. If you guys co-parented a child, this is what the result.
Can you ask him to send him his arm measurements? He'll know what it means.
Oh, he's got some guns. He'll put an inch on the guns just to intimidate you. This man will punch you.
I'm not looking at that measurement, Ian. You didn't get the Rex joke. He has dinosaur arms.
I've been on for like a week and a half, and I've been telling people, here you go. And they say, what is this all about? And I say, it's a podcast. And they say, what's the podcast about? And I say, I don't know. I'm new at it. We are about to find out.
Seinfeld.
And it's pretty straightforward.
We're in the discovery period where we discover the show together.
I know this is your friend, Ian, but...
Listen, you can't expect people to come out polished. He's got to go through that grinding process of getting kicked and punched and spit on.
A podcast is not a thing that you set out to do.
What?
You either should be or shouldn't be doing a podcast.
You tell Nick Mullen that.
Decide to Nick Mullen did a podcast.
Tim Dillon.
Tim Dillon was already sort of famous. That's why he did a podcast.
You tell the boys cast that.
Yeah, he was in a ska band 10 years ago.
Tell it to the boys.
You should only be doing a podcast if you have something worth podcasting about. You either do a show, or you want to fucking talk about your stories. You have a concept where all you do is talk about history or inside comedy, as gay as that is. Like, you need a theme, a niche, or you need to literally be doing a production. Or there's no point to be doing a podcast. I say that. I think I was thinking about this the other day.
Do a live stream.
Exactly. 20-year-olds should not be like me and Cosmic should not be podcasting. Like, we
know what it is.
We should not be doing it. We shouldn't know what it is. We shouldn't listen to them. Like, podcast. Well, I mean, listening to them is kind of different. But you shouldn't be doing a podcast. You have no stories to tell. If you're still waiting to live your life, at least Cosmic traveled the world, well, the country. Yeah. So at least Cosmic has some stuff to talk about. I fucking have been doing fake business since I was 18, and we still shouldn't be on podcasts. You know what I mean?
If anybody
should wait until we're 40 and we're fucking successful.
My life's still
in
litigation. Still writing our story. I can't tell stories.
If anybody wants to make the most amazing thing ever, we're going to copy Dave Chappelle, take some Ian Ellis podcasts, put him out on vinyl, and send that to Kenny. That's on my wish list.
I would love to do that. I would actually try to figure out how to get that done. And make him listen to it on stream.
It sounds better. The audio listen to your vinyl of your podcast, Ian, on stream. Then
it's gonna be the first 5 minutes of the show, followed by an hour of "I am Drake. I am Drake."
Kenny, everyone, would you like to buy a flyer for a Drake concert I went to?
No.
Come on. You weren't there. You didn't see it.
It's the summer of 2011. How are you not gonna?
Oh shit! I thought no one was chatting this whole time.
Sorry, it was me.
I just realized that my screen is frozen on OBS because of the power outage. Well,
tonight has been a fantastic show, brought to you in part by the technical wizard that is Bella and the Snake.
Kenny, did we ever get to the bottom of why your friend has a Broadway play about fantasy football?
I feel like people are podcasting
a long time ago, so I don't know.
Is it on Broadway?
It was off Broadway, and no.
People are performing stand-up comedy in high-tech VR. There's Land Rovers on Mars, and God damn it, we made it through another episode of With Apologies. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
Blah, blah, blah.
Let's get an outro song. I am Drake. I am Drake.
All right.
Go subscribe to that Cosmic Cam.
Of his podcast that he needed to start.
We're going to do this part without me. I love you guys. Be nice to Matt. Hopefully he joins.
It was only fun when you were here.
MTV Variety Show comes back tomorrow night.
Variety shows tomorrow, guys.
I quit. It's over.
That's right, Ian.
Real Radio is dead.
Your replacement Drake is about to go triple platinum, so I think we're winning.
Lil Drakey.
Hold on. Ian just said Real Radio is dead. He's such a boomer, he can't even get his own shows.
Like, I know. He doesn't. It's right? Dude,
All Radio's dead.
I've been All sitting Radio's here dead, like right. The last couple of weeks. I've been going through my head like, maybe this is a good thing for me. maybe this will untether me in some weird way where I'm not constantly having to revisit concepts from 8 months ago that are wrong and misremembered. Maybe this will be productive.
Maybe.
What video was I going to play for the end of the show? I had one. Oh, because I'm in the wrong room.
Put that bitch up there, Bellin. Put that bitch up
there.
Do
you want to be the new producer in April?
Helen? Yeah, dude. I'm going to be the new producer. You know what? I'm going to quit my job and do the show with Kenny.
Kenny.
You don't have to quit your job. Just be available at 5 p.m. every Sunday. That's right.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of preparation, and I got to do some edit. I got to start doing Bam Margera documentaries. It's going to be my full time, Kenny.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. You're going to be surprised how much.
No, I'm saying that Bowen is because
Helen's
got to
start working on his laser
Bam.
Flips. It's all going to be a thing, dude.
Understand. You don't have to take up all Bowen's passions.
Where is Ian going in May or March, whatever? March.
He's
where
just deciding to quit because CEO told him it's gay to do stand up after 40. And since Ian quit stand-up a year early, he figured, I still have to quit something at 40. And so he's quitting his own show that he said he was never going to quit. The whole point of him quitting stand-up comedy was for him to just be able to do the show because he likes the show more than stand-up comedy. And then he's like, well, I don't do stand-up, so it's pointless to have a podcast, so I might as well give up. Ian is not only a bad friend, he's a bad person to himself. Like, he's his own worst enemy.
Self-destructive.
He's completely self-destructed the whole thing. And is putting the guilt on a snake for some reason. I didn't do nothing to nobody. I'm the only one that didn't leave.
Yeah, Bellin isn't responsible for rolling
even
blackouts.
The three guys that started the show all left.
That's
all like years ago,
surviving.
And they all got made fun of by Ian for leaving. And then Ian left. Fucking nerd.
That's why you're the most important member. That's why if there's still a show,
Kenny, if I was the most important member, things would be going a lot better.
Bellin's not even supposed to be talking.
Yeah, I'm literally not supposed to be on the show. I'm a fan of With Apologies. That's why I'm here. I like listening to CEO and Ian Ellis talk. That's why I'm doing their job for them right now. Isn't that something? Isn't that fucked up?
That's why Ian was like talking about me and Bellin taking it over. And it's like, that would literally be Jim and Sam. Like, it would be Jim and Sam. It'd be two different people who aren't even a part of it.
You make fun of me
before.
Because you made me become Opie by force. You forced me to become Opie, and then you want to force Cosmic to become Sam, and now I get to be Jim? Fucking fuck you, man. Exactly. You fucking asshole.
Who am I in this?
Fuck you, too, Theo, and Nick Gway, and Mo. You fucking loser. I'll just abandon your fucking passion.
I think I'm mostly gay in this situation.
Who cares? It's just something you would love and enjoy doing and said you wanted to do. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's pointless to you.
Drop podcasting, drop the Proud Boys.
Yeah. I want a podcast so I don't have to work like a regular job, like a schmuck for the rest of my life. Oh, I better stop podcasting or else, God forbid, I won't be able to be a regular working Joe schmuck for the rest of my life. Fucking pick one. Guys.
You can't stick to podcasting. You can't stick to your Proud Boys. Like, you're a regular Joe. You don't want to be
you're
what
just,
you are.
Like,
love
you
your job
be, you
and come home and play video games.
Ross that fucking sells t-shirts and shit. Like, you're just a regular ass nigga. Okay. I guess. I mean, you're allowed to be. I thought you were more than that is
it
all.
Took some people naming breakfast cereals to realize that, Bella.
Yes.
One day
they were in
going
fact
to
built
return.
For the square life.
What if he returns and he goes, where the hell is Ian? Would the retail take over? What's up with that?
Yeah, whatever. It's so stupid. But anyways, Kenny, you drank a kale shake and I wanted to watch it before he left. Since we didn't really get to listen to it earlier. Oh, wait, hold on to me. So, Kenny, are you making another kale shake tonight, tomorrow?
Probably some point tomorrow evening.
How was your last poopy? Did it come out better?
It was pretty good.
Okay, so it is working.
Yeah. Rex is quite wise.
Know you.
Know you.
Wait, what are we watching?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I love that you can't see anything. Here, we got this. Just put stuff under the camera. Kenny, film from farther away. You get a wider shot.
I will next time.
Just saying.
Tomorrow night's Kale video. Kale video too.
But yeah, because we won't know you drinking it if you don't make it. And we need to know if you update the recipe.
That would be about the same. Maybe extra milk. That's right.
Ian put the Hershey's chocolate sauce in there.
In the water, I know. That was awesome.
I didn't do that at all.
Okay. We know, Kim. We know that. What did you put in it, though, to get it, make it chocolatey? What did you put in it?
I didn't put anything. I put milk.
Just milk.
Blackberries, banana.
Oh, okay. So Cosmic, when you were here earlier, it wasn't a chocolate kale shake. It was a milk and kale shake. So it's not as typical as maybe we would have thought, but you know, it's still drinkable. Ian liked it.
On Ian's drink, that's right.
I like Kenny drinks from like the cup that you remember how I said earlier I use those little kid cups to store gravy. Kenny actually drinks out of the things you're supposed to store gravy in.
Well, that's like my blender cup.
Oh, is it? Okay. I thought it was just a regular cup.
No, you.
It looked like a blender cup, so that makes sense.
You got a ninja, Kenny, right? Is that what it is?
Kenny, is that your brand? Ninja?
Ninja.
Looks like a ninja. What?
Your blender, is it a ninja blender?
I don't know.
Do you push the top down when you use it? Do you have to push the top down?
No.
No, oh, okay.
I think so. I don't know.
I'm like fascinated just watching Kenny's process of making this.
This is like
okay, he can see. He can see a little bit. He knew to put the camera down.
This is like watching a bird build a nest to me. Like the same level of interesting.
Yes.
This is the last thing we're watching.
This is going to be an ender video. Yeah. Why, you want to leave, Kenny, when it's all about you? I want to see how much kale Kenny put in. Oh, that was it. Wait, did you put one leaf in?
No, wait a second. You're supposed to put a lot of kale in there, buddy.
Wait.
Next time, put a little bit more.
He ripped a leaf off.
A little bit more and throw that stem in there. Kenny, stems are good too,
Kenny, that's why it tasted good, because you drank milk and bananas.
Yeah. You had a blueberry banana shake with a piece of kale in it.
Blackberry. And cucumber in there too.
Okay, my bad.
Yes, sounds good. It does. I would drink it, but
I mean, especially with one leaf of kale, that's like the perfect amount of kale.
Nah, you gotta put at least four or five, Ken.
No, that's your kale shake.
What's Kenny, the idea is to get the to eat the kale. You're drinking the shake not because you want a shake, a yummy shake. You're drinking it because you need to eat the kale.
Yeah,
if you don't have kale in it, it's pointless. Just you're not doing anything. You had one leaf, Kenny.
One leaf.
You're 6'9", Kenny. You need like 17 leaves of kale in there.
17.
No, like you need to stuff it. You need to stuff. I know, and that was wrong. You need to stuff it with kale. Like it needs to have a bunch of kale in there. That or you're not drinking a kale shake. You're not drinking a kale shake. You're just drinking milk mixed with bananas.
Just try to double it.
Do four pieces, Kenny.
Yeah,
four leaves.
Throw the stems in there.
No, Kenny, you have to. That's why you're making a kale shake.
Yeah,
it's not a kale shake. Then Kenny, you're a liar. You're not drinking kale shakes.
Yeah, Kenny, you had a banana blackberry shake with.
Yeah, you drank banana milk, Kenny. That's what you drank. You went to the Boston.
You drank banana juice, Kenny.
Yeah. No, sorry. I hate to break it to you. No, it's actually you. I'm watching you do it, Kenny. This is you making banana milk.
No, it's you.
This is actually you, Kenny. It is you.
Kenny, it's you this time.
No.
Sorry. Oh, Kenny. Come on. Kenny, you have to at least admit you're not putting very much kale in your kale milkshake.
Oh, Kenny.
I'm trying to help you get healthier and have better shits. This is
you're for watching you. A video. You're watching a video of him and he's saying no you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I know it's actually him.
Oh man, I love Kenny. The show is about him.
Yeah.
Ian was right. It's what we've been waiting for this whole time. All right, let me check up on chat real quick. 40 and white and failed at life. He had one leaf and then took it out and ripped it in half.
Oh, yeah.
Batman. Yeah. Paying close attention.
They did. That's what the stem in there. The stem's good too. Kid.
Ian said, me and you were nursing a baby giraffe back into the wild.
Let's just try a little bit more next time.
Yeah, just a tiny bit. We can go take one more step. You can walk on your own. You don't need to hold my hand. Come on, you can do it. Okay, let's look at where I copied a link and then I deleted it. Oh, yeah. I was going to end with Plant Man's video. Plant Man makes good edits. Doesn't get a lot of views for some reason. I think he's bad at promotion, but Plant Man does make good edits. And we're going to end on Mersh, everybody.
My goal, which is I wanted to be at 269 before Vegas. I weighed in today at 270.1.
Boy, that's a goddamn lie.
How much did he say he weighed out there?
In today, 270.1.
Yeah. Happened a little fast.
Hit my goal, which was I wanted to be at 269 before Vegas. I weighed in today at 270.1.
So his goal weight was him looking fatter?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, how much Mersh
weighs? Mersh just keeps changing his goal weight. Yeah, I want to be like 220. Yeah, I want to be like 235. Yeah, I think like 250 is a good resting weight. Like, he just keeps getting heavy. Like, I do believe that Mersh is weighing and measuring himself. I just don't think he's going to the gym and he's eating and drinking beer. And he's getting bigger.
He's going to the gym. I think he's barely going to the gym. Like, Ian didn't point out, when I first started exercising, I was so unbearably sore. If I was forced to do any stream that day, that would be the main topic.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying?
Like, he wouldn't be able to not talk about being sore because he'd be so sore. He's never talked about that. I got a good workout in. No, you didn't. A good workout means you hate yourself. And you should be hating yourself, Mersh. This is hate yourself worthy, what I'm looking at.
And he's just like me on Saturday. I'll go skateboard all day, but then I'll go to CC's Pizza or something.
Exactly.
Or Chinese food buffet. Yeah. And it's like, dude, none of this matters if I'm doing this. Like,
yeah, it's
I worked up an appetite.
I would like to point out too, Mersh, it's just music playing anyways. Mersh didn't like ever tell us what his weight was to get to 270. He was at some abstract weight that he won't mention and needs to get to 270. If your goal weight's 270, that means you're 300 pounds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was when you're over 300. I was like, oh, because I mean, people try to set a goal like, oh, by Christmas, I want to lose like 20 pounds. Like, yeah, so he was getting really close to 300.
He was 290 or three or like Plant Man's theory, he was actually less than 270 before, and he's gotten bigger and changed his goal weight to 1 pound. Like oh my god, like The Price is Right. He just went 1 pound below the price. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, real sly, Mersh. We really believe you. Loser.
Nobody sets up the goal weight to be 169. Like, what kind of number is that?
To be 269, like, yeah. My goal weight's 174. I'm 175.
Usually goes by, like, you know.
Increments of 10 or at least 5.
Or 5, yeah, at least 5 or 10. I want to be 125, you know.
We know Mersh is trolling when he's like, yeah, I weigh 82 stones today. Lost a bit of weight. Like, okay, now you're trying to make it hard to decipher what's going on.
82 stones. Oh, my God, Mersh.
Yeah, he got bigger. Perfect pause. Yeah, he's fatter now. I agree with Plant Man.
Why? It's because the baked Alaska stuff really stressed him out.
Yeah, you think he made a couple solo trips to that Applebee's since then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Had a couple after show beers.
I bet he was really worried about like how he was going to handle it and how it was going to affect him. I'm sure.
I've heard him say that. I don't remember what reference he was saying that to. He's saying that about someone being fat and they were talking about it somewhere. And he's like, yeah, but you know, at least when I don't get called fat, at least I own it. Like I did with the belly slap. It's like, he's proud. Like he's convinced himself to be proud of the way he reacted to being called fat by Baked Alaska, a guy that Merce said he wants to fight in real life. So, and he's like justifying it. Like, yeah, no, the belly slap, that really got him. Like, this is what happens to celebrities that get famous that shouldn't be famous. Like, he has e-celebrity syndrome, and like Merce really thinks he can trick people with his bullshit. Yeah. He thinks he can't see through his fat layers.
I'm like Chris Farley, you know, I can do it well. I can work with it. I can do it.
Look at these pictures. And then imagine I'm going to tell you, hey, if you meet this guy, he'll spend 3 hours telling you about how he goes to the gym every day. You'd be like, no, fucking stop. Leave him alone. Don't make fun of him. He's not that bad of a guy.
With that shirt on, Merch looks like the entire fucking horizon during sunset. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, it looks like the whole beach.
When you stand on the beach, you're from eye to eye. You think
you're looking at sunset, and Merch is just standing in front of you. Merch is so fucking fat.
Jesus, dude.
Oh my god! Together, the sunset. He's the dawn of the day.
Yeah, he was stress eating for sure. Ian. He was stress eating.
Oh my god, Merch is just incorrigible.
Built like a sunset.
I think it's just scary music for the rest of it. Yeah. Oh,
that's the reality of it. That's reality.
Oh, there's the sunset.
Jesus, dude. So
oh man. Oh fuck. I'm like,
what's up?
I'm hoping that we stick with this bullshit, whatever this is, long enough. I just want to run into Merch one day because I want to feel the funny from looking at Merch in person. Yeah. Like I'm not like Baked Alaska. I'm not gonna walk up and be like, fight me for Ian Ellis, Merch. I probably will just yell, who is Ian Ellis, at him from far away and confuse him. But I will be laughing at how fucking fat he is. And like, if I lived in Florida, I would figure out events that Merch is at, and I would steal that bit from Family Guy, and I would follow him around with the trumpet. I would do that to Merch because it's Merch. Like, it would be so funny.
You're right, though, because there's like seeing him will like highlight and dovetail all the jokes and all the humor you felt.
Yes, everything will be reaffirmed that I believe already.
I don't want to go to like rap concerts. Concerts or band concerts, but I do want to go experience the entertainment that is Merch.
I need to run into Merch one time, just for once, just one time. I need to be in Florida. I need to come cross paths with him because it'll just be too fun.
No, he hangs in a particular certain area.
Oh, I'm going to the Applebee's. I'm getting a beer. I'm waiting
right next to him.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit right in his spot at the bar, and he's gonna walk in and he's gonna immediately be annoyed that I'm sitting there. He's gonna have to go sit somewhere else. I'm gonna go over and sit down next to him.
Talk to him about Ian.
talk to him about working out and shit. Like, I'm super into it. With guns. I want him, man. I'm telling you, it would be so fun.
Why would you make it so public?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Just lose weight to lose weight so we can't make, because people weren't even calling Merch fat like that. Like, we called Merch fat a couple times, but we really weren't hammering it home until like he started saying he was going to the gym. That's like, all right, Merch, you're bigger than Royce, actually. Since you want to go to the gym, let's really talk about how fucking fat you actually are.
No, I don't think it happened that way. I think it was our comments and the people saying stuff, and your comments in particular. He was standing in the mirror one day with that cream-colored sports coat on. He's like, yeah, I can button this thing up. And then
That's true.
And then he was like, wait a minute. And that was like rock bottom for him there. Like overdosing
actually,
on heroin for him.
I want to retract everything I just said, and I do want to take credit for making Merch go to the gym. It's because that $367. Yeah. He needed the money. Merch needed the money.
It's like, he's, I can definitely do this. I haven't gained that much weight. I can still button this thing up.
And then I don't even think, whoa, I don't even know if that jacket fits at all anymore. I haven't seen him wear it. He doesn't wear it. And that's his favorite jacket. He would for sure. Oh my God, he can't wear the jacket. Holy fuck, Merch can't wear the cream jacket anymore. RIP to the cream jacket. I'm actually going to take this audio now, and I'm making a rest in peace Merch's cream jacket video.
That's his goal weight, is to get back in that. He hangs it up on his wall every day. He hangs it up. He looks at it in the coat.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
That's why the goal weight is so pathetic.
Because yeah, that's
just wants to get back in that jacket.
The fucking cream jacket.
Yeah, 270. 269. My bad. 269. That's the last time he had it.
Oh my God. RW saying in the chat, imagine how sweaty, smelly Mersh must be living in Florida with all the humidity. Yeah, I bet.
Better off in Ronkonkoma or wherever we're fucking.
Ooh. New York. All right. It's time for me to go, Cosmic. The Soma is starting to hit pretty hard. I just stood up and realized that I'm a giant compared to everything in my room. So
that happens sometimes.
That does happen. That was Mersh. He's fat, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. We're doing it on Discord from now on.
Green jacket. Sign up.
Kenny. Kenny, thank God. Thank God you're paying respects to that honorable jacket. Even though he called it green, I think, and it was cream. But we're close.
You should donate to Goodwill. Then I'll be wearing it. I'll be like, murr, murr, murr. Look at my okay, green jacket.
If someone, okay, I will pay $371 or whatever. No, I'll pay it. No, fuck that. He didn't win the bet. Fuck that. I'll pay his goal weight. I'll pay $269 to Mersh if he gives me the old cream jacket that doesn't fit so I can send it to Kenny. And Kenny has to wear it all the time.
It's too big.
It's just, I know, it's just draped over him like a blanket. He's using it as a curtain for his puppet shows.
Stitching is all blown out and shit from Mersh.
You can see all the clearly ripped seams that were tucked in between his armpits and shit.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right. That was with apologies back on Discord, everybody. I'm going to go now and enjoy my mushrooms.
Scuffed apologies already.
Scuffed apologies, guys. Scuffed apologies, by the way. Better than StreamYard's apologies, from my perspective.
Fuck you, StreamYards. I'm going to contribute that to the mushrooms as well. Good night,
boys. Well, that's true. I was thinking that. Yes.
Feel great right now.
This segment is brought to you by Delta 8 Weed Gummies. That's right.
I can't play.